been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit is brought to you by Quikrete, Centurion Tools, and Arrow Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you with your home improvement, decor, and remodeling projects. Just pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Post your question online at MoneyPit.com or post it to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. All great ways to get in touch. Coming up on this edition of the show, it's getting pretty warm outside, and this is about the time that folks think about buying a bigger and better air conditioner. But you may be surprised to learn that bigger is actually not always better for your comfort or for your wallet. So we're going to walk you through some tips on how to pick the right size window AC or central AC for your home.
And smelly water is a common complaint among homeowners, and for good reason. I mean, nobody wants to drink or cook or clean with water that smells like rotten eggs. We're going to highlight some of the causes and the cures just ahead.
Plus, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue. Memorial Day just passed. July 4th is ahead, and this weekend we get to celebrate Flag Day. So we've got some tips to help you hang and display your flag.
Plus, if you call us with your question or if you post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page, we've got a three-piece gardening set from Centurion to give away, which includes a rake, a leaf bag, and a broom.
It's worth $51 going out to one caller drawn at random, so make that you. Pick up the phone, shoot us an email, go to the website, get in touch with us right now. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Fonda in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We are demolishing our old deck that leads to an old patio at the ground level. And the old patio has two substrates. You lead down to a plank patio. It's like wood, a 2x6s, I think, which is an awful shape. It's probably 30 feet by 30 feet. And then it butts up to a pretty substantial cement pad that's 20 feet by 20 feet. And we know we're going to demo the wood pad, but the question is, what do we put in? Do we have to top up the old cement pad, which is in great shape because it's so substantial? Or can we put in another cement pad next to it for the new patio? Can you go over the old cement with something and stamp it or make it just... And then the other problem is it's square. And I would like the new patio at the ground level to be rounder and curvier.
One idea that I have straight off is to go over the old patio with brick pavers. And if the patio is flat and strong and solid, there's no reason you can't put pavers on top of that. And so you could basically create almost a patio makeover, by preserving the concrete and putting brick pavers right over the concrete. They're all going to assemble together. You won't see them when they're done. Now, you mentioned changing the shape. That, of course, is a little more complicated because you're going to have to build up to the edges. Part of the patio would be over concrete, and part of the patio would be over traditional built-up stone, if that's possible. But if you want to avoid changing the shape, then it becomes a very easy project to do it with brick pavers. And, of course, you have lots and lots and lots of choices on shapes and colors and all of that that you could go with.
And on the side that's not cement, what's under the brick pavers?
On the side that's not cement, what's under the brick pavers is this. First of all, you dig out, obviously, all the grass and that sort of thing. Then you put down about 4 to 6 inches of gray gravel. You tamp that down really, really, really well. Then on top of that, you lay some sand, get that nice and flat. On top of that, you put the brick pavers, and then you put additional sand in between. But tamping and properly preparing that ground and tamping that stone really well is critical, because if you don't, it gets all roly-poly over the years, and weeds start to grow up through it.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Fonda. Good luck with that project. Just in time for summer. 888-666-3974.
Tim in Michigan's on the line with a question about wavy linoleum. What is going on with your floppy flooring?
So we had the floor laid a couple of years ago. It's your standard floating, like vinyl linoleum floor, one piece. When it was laid, the floor to me was not laid correctly. They didn't stretch it out as it should. And now we're dealing with wrinkles in the floor. We're dealing with in front of like our dishwasher, in our door area, it's kind of wrinkling up. We're just wondering what some of the simple ways would be to fix it, aside from just taking all of the appliances out of the kitchen, and also what would be an alternative without breaking the bank.
Okay. Well, look, it is very difficult for you to fix what's happening to that floor. I'm not quite sure why it's happening. You mentioned that it wasn't stretched. You don't really stretch linoleum when you put it down. And if it's floating, there's no adhesion, and that can actually be a blessing. There's no glue. It'll be easy for you to take it up. Typically, when you do put down a sheet product like that, the care and the prep involves in making sure the subfloor is absolutely smooth and flat. And very often, installers will put a second layer of a type of plywood that we call Luan, L-U-A-N, plywood. It's a very smooth finished plywood on top of it, and they'll attach it with a ring nail, which is a nail that has rings in it and grooves, and it attaches very, very well. But that's pretty much it. Now, if this is loosened up and stretched on its own, and probably in the wear and tear areas, because, you know, you walk up to the dishwasher and you stop and you start and you scuff your feet, or you go to the refrigerator and, you know, you stare at it at 10 o'clock at night like I do sometimes, and I know I shouldn't be looking at that at that hour, want something to eat. You know, it basically wears and tears on that floor. So I think I would personally give up on trying to fix what you have. I mean, you could take the appliances out and you could glue it, but I just want to tell you that there are so many good flooring products out today that are very, very affordable that you could replace this with, and you could do it fairly quickly and fairly simply. For example, if you look at the Lumber Liquidators stores and lumberliquidators.com, they have a line of engineered vinyl plank, EVP, and LVP, which is luxury vinyl plank. Man, this stuff is gorgeous. It looks just like the wood that is designed to replicate. It's durable. I put some of this down for my mom, and she had a tough kitchen with a lot of different weird angles and stuff because of the way the house was built. We laid it down, and it's been great. She was worried about a floor being slippery. This was not. It's been clean and really well for her. But aside from that, you could consider also using a laminate floor, and they have laminate floors today that have like a locking seam that's waterproof, so the water doesn't soak into them.
I was just going to ask about that laminate, because we just had that done in our dining room and our bedroom. Would that be acceptable in a kitchen?
Yes, I would look at the high-performance laminates that I know the one that Lumber Liquidators has, or actually they call themselves LL Flooring now, they just had a name change, has a special seal. I think it's called Aqua Seal. And it basically, I did a little video on it once where we kind of poured a whole bunch of water on it and tried to get it to break through the seal, and we couldn't do it. So I think it was pretty good stuff. And I think laminate's a good choice as well. I would look at the laminates. I would look at the EVPs if you're not familiar with that. And the third thing I was going to mention mentioned, is engineered flooring. So you can have real hardwood in the kitchen, which I normally would not recommend if it was full thickness. But engineered is made up of multiple layers of hardwood or different types of wood. So it's dimensionally stable and it can take a saturation, you know, if you have to mop the floor without swelling up and making a mess of it.
Sure. Let me ask you another question, because the problem that we're dealing with, because I've thought about all of that, and I think the only one that would work in that now would be the LVP or the EVP. And the reason why I say that is the floor is not totally even across. There is a little bit of a hip where they added on the kitchen, but they never leveled out that floor.
So there's a product called floor leveling compound that you can pick up. And basically the way floor leveling compound works is you find your level in this floor. Now, there's different ways to do this. There's some tricks to trade. But what I like to do is if I am working with a level, and let's say I shoot a level line across the wall and I'm measuring down to figure out where I'm at with that, I will set a screw head at the finished floor height that I want in a couple of different places, and that becomes a guide. And then when you pour this leveling compound in, it kind of free floats and settles out. And when you do this, if you watch those screw heads that you just put in, you'll know when you're kind of in the ballpark of being level. And stuff gets really hard, and then you can just floor right over it. So there's a way to correct that.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the callback, and we're going to start looking into this. And
sounds good, Tim. Thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit, and stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question anytime, 24/7. We are standing by at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, are the hot days have you planning to buy a new room air conditioner? We're going to share a surprisingly common mistake that can leave your home feeling damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable. That's all coming up after this.
You live in a body pit.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online with the Money Pit podcast, ranked the number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Apple. You can subscribe wherever you like to get your podcast, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn. Plus, no matter how you hear us, you can always call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Father's Day is just a week away, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow staple gun, as well as an Arrow GT300 high temp glue gun. These are all tools that are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. Arrow is all about making durable, reliable tools and faster, so they're going to give your dad years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways that you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Enter again at MoneyPit.com.
Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling, and I want to know if I need to rip that out and replace it, or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it. And that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again. Okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
Well, if you're planning to buy a room air conditioner this summer, one of the most important considerations is the size of the unit. But contrary to what you might think, bigger is not better.
Yep, and here's why. If you buy a unit that has too much cooling capacity, it's going to waste energy, and one that's too small is not going to do a good job keeping your home comfortable. Plus, here's something very few people understand. An oversized unit will quickly cool the air, but it'll do so without running long enough to dehumidify your home. And that's going to result in your home being very damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable. It's not good.
Yeah. Now, determining the best size air conditioner for your room really depends on a number of factors, including the type of air conditioning unit that you plan to install, the size of the room you need to install it in, and the size of the window.
Now, most manufacturers will have some sort of handy calculator. They'll step you through the most important considerations and then deliver the right recommendation for your home. And if you've got the choice, remember, it's always best to install the unit on the shady side of the room and keep the vent out of the direct sun. That makes it run more efficiently. And make sure you are only buying air conditioners that are rated Energy Star. If you're not Energy Star rated, don't do it. You'll waste a lot of money.
Heading out to Texas, where Ray is dealing with some water noises. What's going on? Can't sleep, huh?
Well, whenever you turn the hot water on, sometimes it sounds like somebody in there with a little jackhammer. I don't know. Maybe the pipe's rattling or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to stop it.
All right. So
I put two stems in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the stems, though, Ray. Here's what's going on. That is called water hammer. And basically, it's caused by the force of the water starting and stopping as it travels through the pipes. And copper pipes in particular have this amazing ability to resonate like a lousy musical instrument. And so all of that noise and that banging you hear is when the water stops and starts because you're operating the valve, the pipe is loose, so you're getting that rattle, and that can resonate and make it sound even louder. There's two things that you can do. So first of all, depending on how your house is built, if you could get to those pipes, you can add additional brackets, just little U-clamps to attach them to the sides of the wood framing that's around it so that they don't have any ability to kind of rattle. And I would do that first because that's the easiest thing to do. And the second thing you do is there actually is a plumbing device called a water hammer arrestor, which is kind of like a shock absorber for your pipes. And it goes at the end of the line, and it takes sort of the force out of that water starting and stopping and will stop the pipe from wiggling and shaking as a result. Does that make sense?
Yes, what you're saying does make sense to me. But, you know, this wasn't happening until I changed the stems. I had one stem that was broken. Whenever you go to turn it off, if you turned it too far, it would come back on. So that stop was broken. So I replaced that stem, and then I replaced the other stem. And then I started noticing this water hammer.
I have some guess as to why that's happening. It's either coincidence, okay, or more likely the new stems that you put in there are operating much more efficiently than the old stems. So when you turn the water off, if you were to turn that water off very slowly, then you're not going to get that water hammer because you're kind of slowing down that force, right? So if the stem was somehow inefficient, the old one, and now you put this new one in, I don't know what kind of valves you have, but, I mean, these new ceramic disc valves that are so common today, when that valve goes off in a flash, and that could be just enough to make these pipes shake. So it may be coincidental to this, or it may be unrelated, but regardless of why it's happening, it's not being caused by the stems. It may be the result of a more efficient stem than you had before. So you've got to just secure the pipes, and that should most likely that will do it. But if it continues to get bad and bother you, you can put in the water hammer arresters.
Okay. One other question. Now, if nothing is done, is there any possible damage that's going to come as a result?
It's unlikely. It's possible that you could, you know, shake a solder joint loose or something and cause a leak, but that would be, I consider that rare. It's more of an annoyance, I think, for you than anything else. Good luck with that, Ray. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We're quickly approaching the first day of summer. What are you guys working on to get your money pit backyard or terrace or fire escape, whatever you've got at your money pit, into your outdoor oasis so you can feel like you've got some other places to go? We are here to lend a hand to help you create that perfect outdoor space. So give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, no one wants to drink or cook or bathe with tap water that smells stinky like rotten eggs. We're going to explain what causes that nasty odor and how you can get rid of it once and for all.
You live in a money pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
private homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful late spring day, what are you working on? If it's your house, we'd love to pitch in. If you've got a project you need a little assistance with, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Going out to Wisconsin right now, where Beth is dealing with a stinky refrigerator. Beth, you've tried everything. What's going on?
I've had a stink in it for about a month now. I keep washing it down, and if the sink still stays, I'd put baking soda in it. Nothing's getting rid of it. I was wondering if mold could grow in the walls of the refrigerator or if there's some sort of filter in there. Or...
Well, bacteria can certainly grow, and sometimes when, especially if you've had like a power failure or if a refrigerator sits outside and it kind of gets damp and moist, you get bacteria that will grow in the foam that's in the wall or the insulation that's in the wall. If the insulation got damp, that could be causing it. The one suggestion that I might have for you, if you want to try this one more time, is to take everything out and clean the whole thing down with oxygenated bleach. So not just a simple kitchen spray, but true oxygenated bleach, because that has the best chance of killing any bacteria. But the problem, again, is if the bacteria is in the insulation, you're not going to get to that. So I would give it a good cleaning with oxygenated bleach and see if that will solve the issue.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Beth. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's a common complaint among homeowners, and for good reason. Nobody wants to drink, cook, or bathe with smelly, yucky, rotten egg tap water. We've got some tips on the most common causes of that rotten egg smell and what can be done to make it go away.
Yeah, so first let's talk about what that smell is. It's actually sulfur, and it rears its stinky head most often in houses that are located on a groundwater supply as opposed to a municipal water supply, because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a naturally occurring gas. Now, that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed into the water, it comes into the house, and there you have your odor. It's not dangerous, and it's actually not even harmful, but it's really annoying because it smells awfully bad.
It really does smell bad. So how do you take care of it? Can you treat it?
Well, if the smell is coming from both hot and cold water, then you should call a well contractor. They'll install a filter that will minimize that. But more often, it could be coming predominantly from the hot water side, and that could be because of a whole different reason. It can happen when the sacrificial anode rod that's inside your water heater tank basically erodes away. These are typically made of magnesium, which the hydrogen sulfide attacks, and it releases that rotten egg smell and eating away at the rod at the same time, which is by design what it's supposed to do. That's why it's called a sacrificial rod. They're basically the least noble metal in the tank, which means rather than the steel parts of the water heater like rusting away and leaking and causing a big mess in your house, these rods get the brunt of the water's attack. So what you want to do is just replace that magnesium rod with an aluminum sacrificial anode rod, and that's going to be much more impervious or resistant to that hydrogen sulfide. And they really do get the job done. They do so without the risk of so much sulfur adhering to them and then being released into your home. So bottom line, no more stinky water. You can pick them up for about $30 at any plumbing supply house.
Now I've got Cody in Texas who's got a safety question. The dryer vent has become disconnected. Yes, Cody, this is dangerous.
Hey, so I was up in the attic the other day, and I saw some of the insulation blowing. The dryer was running at the time. And I walked over there, and I could feel the air from the dryer blowing in from between the walls, you know. And that kind of concerned me. It seems to me like it's not connected within the wall, and it's blowing out. I'm wondering, is that a big deal? Do I need to go in the wall and replace that, or is it going to be fine the way it is?
No, it's not fine at all the way it is for two reasons. Number one, it's a fire hazard because all that dust is being trapped inside that wall cavity. That's a major fire hazard. And secondly, all of that moisture from your wet clothes is being blown up into the attic and then insulation. And once it makes the insulation damp, the insulation does not work. If you even add a minor amount of moisture to insulation, it loses about a third of its R value. So you want to figure out what went wrong and get it fixed. It can vent up into the attic, but it has to continue through the attic and out to an exterior wall or out to the roof or out to a soffit. So you need to figure out why it disconnected, what happened, and get it fixed in the easiest way possible. But get that dryer vent pointed outside as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'll do that. There's some cabinets hanging above the dryer, so I guess I need to pull those off and cut into the sheetrock to try to see where the disconnect is.
Well, maybe. Why don't you just pull the dryer out to begin with, stick a light in that duct and see if it tells you anything, and then go from there. Try to minimize the exploratory surgery, Cody.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I appreciate it.
The more you cut open, the more you got to fix, man.
Well, still to come, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue, including Flag Day, which is this weekend. We're going to have some tips to help you hang and display your flag next. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Check us out at MoneyPit.com, where you can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast, ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Chartable. Give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are here to help you make those projects easier to get done, to answer your questions, to help you get started, to let you know if you can do it yourself or you need to hire a pro, and to just help you get it done once, get it done right, so that you don't have to do it again and can just relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor. That number again, 888-666-3974. Well, if you've been working in the yard this spring, we've got some great tools to give away that can help from Centurion. We've got the all-season leaf and garden cleanup set. I like this because it's all in one. It's a set of ergonomically designed tools that are engineered to help you get this job done as easily as possible. You've got a telescoping all-season bristle broom. You've got an aluminum expandable rake head. That's cool because it will expand from 7.5 inches to 21 inches. How many times, Leslie, have you had the rake and needed to kind of reach in or under? larger or it's too wide. For me, it's more like it's too wide, and I'm like trying to shove like three tines on the left end quarter of the rake under something to like drag out that last leaf. It's pretty cool. It's flexible like that. Plus, you get a leaf pickup bag with handles. It's worth $51 going out to one caller drawn at random. Learn more at CenturionBrands.com. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sandy in Iowa is on the line, and she has got a problem where the stairs meet the wall. What's going on there?
In my stairwell, where the sheetrock meets the floor joist, when they originally did that, they put that, you know how they used to use that heavy paper stuff, and then they'd mud over that? Well, that cracked, and I peeled that off, and now I'm trying to figure out how to smooth that over there between the sheetrock and the floor joist. In the basement, because it's sheetrock to wood. I don't know what material to use to fill that crack so that I can paint over and it looks smooth.
So what you want to do, it sounds like you pulled the old tape off, the paper tape off. Is that correct?
I did.
Well, that's okay, because what you want to do now is you want to go out and buy some fiberglass tape. Now, fiberglass drywall tape is perforated. It's kind of like netting. It's a little tacky. When you cut a piece off, you put it on top of that seam, and what that's going to do is bridge the gap across the seam, and then you cover that with spackle. And you want to do about three very, very thin coats. Don't put too much on. A little bit of spackle goes a long way. Sand in between each one, and then just build it up over those three coats, and that'll be fine. And because you put the tape over the fiberglass tape, it shouldn't crack again.
That sounds like something I can do.
I think you can, Sandy.
Well, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue, and Flag Day is June 14th. And I think this year we are all celebrating what it means to be resilient Americans. And what's a better way to do that than flying our flag? Well, we've got some tips to help you pay proper respect to our flag, because there's always some confusion on how do I handle it, which way do I hang it. So let's clear all of this up. First of all, you've got to handle the flag with care. Your American flag should not touch the ground, become worn, or even soiled.
Yep. Now, when you're flying the flag, it should be displayed with the blue Union up, except as a distress signal in times of dire emergency. Now, another important bit of flag etiquette, never use the flag as a wrapping or any other sort of decoration. That's what the red, white, and blue bunting is for.
Now, here's some other protocol that you've got to follow. When you're hoisting the flag, you want to raise it briskly, and when you're lowering it, you want to lower it ceremoniously to a recipient's waiting hands. You've got to fold the flag neatly and carefully for storage, and when you fly your flag at night, you need to make sure that there's a light on it at all times. So pick a spot that's illuminated by a porch or a street light, or consider installing sensor lights that are automatically come on and illuminate your American flag for the evening.
Now, once in a while we get questions about how to mount a flag bracket to various types of siding material, whether it's brick or it's wood or it's vinyl. We've got an article on how to do just that. It's online at moneypit.com.
Heading over to Louisiana, where Albert is looking to take on a green project by adding solar panels. How can we help you?
Well, I'd like to put up some solar panels.
All right.
But my wife and I were discussing it, she seems to think they'd do better on the roof. Now, we have a pretty good bit of property here, mm-hmm. and I'm wanting to put it out in back of the house and out away from the house. And she seems to think that being away from the house, they would lose some of their effectiveness. Is that true?
Well, you know, if you put them on the roof, they are closer to the sun. She's right about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make a big difference. Listen, if these things are wired correctly, you can certainly collect the energy whether they are at grade level or on the roof. You know, the added complication of putting them on the roof is that you have to put them over your roof shingles or whatever roof material you have. And when ultimately that roof fails, you have to remove the panels and to re-roof. So it does add a complicated level. I mean, how old is your roof now? Do you think you're going to be replacing it in the next few years?
It's probably 10 years old.
All right. So, I mean, you might be halfway through it. I just think at some point you're going to be dealing with that, and you'd have to decide if that's an issue for you. Now, if you do put it at grade, do you have anything that would be in its way, like trees overhanging, interrupting the accessibility of the sun, for example?
Well, I have open property and trees.
As long as it's open, you think about the flow of the sun, the angle of the sun throughout the year. You know, as long as it's open, then you know, that might be a good option for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wanted to put it probably about 100, 125 feet from the house.
Right.
You know? And I didn't know whether that would I would lose any power being that far from the house.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you're collecting it, and that comes to this, that comes into the system that you're working with. You know, there is a company that is called Wholesale Solar, who does a lot of really good work working with homeowners to help them make sure that they are choosing the right system and the right components for their project. You might want to just have a chat with those guys, and there's no harm or no expense in doing that. Their website is wholesalesolar.com. I have had some of their guys, as they really know what they're doing, on the show from time to time, and they could probably walk you through some more options.
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate that information.
Good luck with the project.
Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on for this coming summer season, and we'll help you make your money pit be the absolute best oasis for yourself and your family. We're available 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, termites, they're not just gross. I mean, they're pretty gross, but they actually cause millions of dollars in damage every single year. And, you know, maybe you've got them. Do you know? Do you have them? Well, we're going to tell you how you can find out and what's the best way to prevent those termites coming to your house in the first place. We'll answer those questions after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
We'll be right back.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question online at moneypit.com.
Chris from Oklahoma posted, "My neighbors just discovered termites in the wood trim of their house. Could this mean that I have them? Am I more likely to get them? What should I do?"
That's funny. You know, listen, termites were here long before we were here, Chris, and they'll probably be here long after we're gone. The fact that your neighbor has them doesn't necessarily put your house at more or less risk of getting some sort of termite infestation, because it's one of Mother Nature's marvelous ways of getting rid of dead wood, which unfortunately is the stuff we use to build houses with, right? So what you should be doing now is having your home inspected on an annual basis by a licensed pest control operator or a home inspector or people that are in the business of inspecting, because they're going to know how to spot termites and termite infestations way before you will. The worst time to find a termite infestation out is when they're swarming, because when they swarm, they sprout wings and they fly everywhere. And man, talk about gross. That is the grossest moment.
It's gross.
Thousands of flying insects that can totally overwhelm your space. But here's something that's interesting about those swarms that a lot of people don't know, Leslie. If you get a swarm and they're everywhere at once, those termites actually aren't the kind that are doing the damage. You know, those are the reproducers, and they're going to have to find some mates. Now,
damaging ones?
Yeah, exactly. So if you do find termites, though, there is a type of termiticide called an undetectable. It's very effective. Termidor is one of the main brand names. And basically the way the stuff works is it's injected into the soil. It creates sort of a barrier that termites pass through to and from their work on your house, and it totally wipes out the entire colony. So it's a very effective way to protect your house from termite damage. You sort of put a barrier around it, and it works better than the types of pesticides they used to use, which were detectable by termites because they would sense it and try to go around it. So you really had to, and they're persistent at this, so you really had to put much more on to control that. With this stuff, you put on just what you need. I should say you. It's applied by a professional, and it really works quite well. So look for those undetectables, Termidor or similar products.
All right, next up we've got a post here from Barb in Maine. Now Barb writes, "I'm redoing my basement and putting a shower down there. Do I need to put a trap in the shower, or will a straight drain be okay?"
Yeah, well, you always need a trap in the shower, and you always need to drain it into the waistline for the house, the main sewage line for the house. You say straight drain. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but I'm guessing maybe you're thinking you can drain it through the floor or drain it outside to grade because it's just a shower. Not the right way to go. Now, the trick here is that the drain for a basement bathroom may be lower than the waste pipe, so then you need to use what's called a lift pump, or specifically a sewage lift pump, which is a special type of pump that basically collects the wastewater. And if there's a full bath down there, it's going to grind it too. And then it pumps it up to a point where it can then gravity flow
up and
down
out
through the sewage, yeah, up and out in a way to never be seen again. But you definitely need to have a proper drain on that, and that includes a trap.
All right, Barb, good luck with that. That's really great, Ed, in the bathroom in the basement.
Making good homes better. You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful late spring day. Summer is just around the corner. We are always here for you on air and off to answer your home improvement questions. You can get those to us by posting them at moneypit.com or to facebook.com/themoneypit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Fires are burning and consuming a Wendy's restaurant last night, or Wendy's restaurant this evening, where last night a 27-year-old black man was shot and killed by police in their parking lot during an altercation. Protesters are milling about the street outside. Fire department deciding to back off and not go in. The restaurant fully engulfed. Meanwhile, other protesters were up on Interstate 75 in a standoff with police where they blocked traffic for miles. Police Chief Erica Shields, who had to deal with 3 weeks of riots after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, resigned earlier this afternoon, hours after the shooting. She'd been on the job for 3.5 years. President Trump is rescheduling a campaign rally so it won't conflict with Juneteenth, the observance of the end of slavery in the United States.
It's the president's first rally since early March, and it had been scheduled for June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But that's Juneteenth, the day that marks the end of slavery in the United States. And Tulsa was the site of a 1921 massacre, a fiery attack by whites against the city's prosperous black community that killed as many as 300 people. Black leaders called the timing offensive on both counts, and the president tweeted Friday night that many of his African-American friends and supporters had suggested he move the rally. It's now scheduled for June 20th, a day later, still in Tulsa. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump spoke at today's graduation ceremonies at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, reminding cadets they pledged allegiance to a common mission.
To protect our country, to defend our people, and to carry on the traditions of freedom, equality, and liberty that so many gave their lives to secure.
President highlighted the diversity of West Point's graduates and appealed for America's newest officers to defend the country's core principles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable, to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
There are still questions about what venues are safe for incoming athletes for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics says 80% of the facilities needed for next year's games have basic approval to be used. But organizing committee president Yoshiro Mori says there are also venues that already have reservations from other users for next year. Organizers say that two of the largest venues needed for the Olympics have not yet been secured. They are the 5,000 apartment athletes village and the Tokyo Big Site. That is the venue for the main press center. Organizers are still unable to say what the delay caused by the coronavirus pandemic will cost and who will pay. Keith Peters reporting.
Australia is described as deeply disheartening, a death sentence China imposed on an Australian man accused of drug smuggling. The trade minister said it shouldn't be linked to ongoing friction over trade and the current pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Kentucky commission voted yesterday to take down a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from the state capitol.
The Historic Properties Advisory Commission met remotely through video teleconferencing at the request of Governor Andy Beshear and then voted 11-1 to move the 15-foot marble statue of Davis to a state historic site in southern Kentucky where the Confederate leader was born. The commission is responsible for statues in the state capitol. Relocating the Davis statue means it will no longer share space in the ornate capitol rotunda with the statue of Abraham Lincoln, his Civil War adversary, and the president who freed the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation. Both were Kentucky natives. Patrick Frost reporting.
A statue honoring police officers killed in the line of duty was removed from a park in Virginia's capital city after it was covered in red paint, but the Richmond mayor says the memorial will be restored and returned to Bird Park. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Brought to you by Quikrete, Centurion Tools, and Aero Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your home improvement, your decor, your outdoor living projects done. We're all staying at home a lot more this summer, and perhaps you want to improve your outdoor space. Maybe you're ready to do some updates to your kitchen or your bath. Maybe the garage is going to be a space that you're going to invest in to spend more time working on projects in that space. Whatever's on that to-do list, give us a call right now because we'd love to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, now, if you are taking on a big project, like maybe building a deck, you're going to be getting involved with building codes. Now, they exist to keep your family safe, but it only works if your contractor or you, if you're doing the job yourself, follow them. We've got tips on how to avoid the three most commonly violated building codes just ahead.
And if you've noticed that your walk or your porch or your patio was looking a bit worn, we're going to give you some tips on how you can resurface those at a fraction of the cost of replacement.
And hey, do you love living outdoors, but you've got a very small backyard and you want to make the most of it? Well, by making one trendy addition, you can see a huge difference. We'll tell you what that is just ahead.
And give us a call this hour because we've got a great seasonal prize up for grabs from Centurion. Some awesome yard tools, a rake and a broom that'll really help make your projects a lot easier this season.
It's worth $51 for the complete set going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Rose in New Jersey is on the line, and she has a very busy tree that's causing lots of problems with roots. What's going on, Rose?
Well, the tree, the roots are ruining the lawn, and they suggest I have the tree taken down. But it's so beautiful, I don't want to take it down. So they're suggesting I wait until September and have topsoil put down. And I was just wondering, what do you think I should do?
Well, I mean, they're correct. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't trim back the roots. You can trim back other things in a tree, but you can't trim back the roots. So you have to either cover those roots with more topsoil or wood chips or anything else, you know, depending on how you, what you want it to look like. You know, or you got to say bye-bye to the tree. It's funny you mentioned this because just today I had to take out a big maple tree in my yard, which I was really sad about because I love the tree, but it was just dying from the inside. It was getting dangerous. And so the tree company I hired ground out the stump for me and left, you know, about 6 inches or 8 inches of wood chips sort of flush with the soil. So I took three barrels, wheelbarrows of wood chips out of this hole, filled it all with topsoil and planted seed. That was my project for today. So I do feel your pain. If you love this tree, you want to save it, you're going to have to put up with those roots. And you're going to have to cover it. And if you're, you know, if they're telling you to wait till September so the grass grows. But the other thing is, if you got a big tree, you're going to have a hard time getting the grass to grow. So you might want to think of another type of plant, a shade plant that could sustain itself there, because right under that tree, it's not going to be easy for the grass to grow.
Oh, because the tree is so big. It's about 25 years old. Beautiful tree.
Yeah. Well, then just keep it and enjoy it. Deal with the roots. You know, you're going to have to cover it with something.
So you think I ought to have the topsoil put down and have it reseeded?
Well, you can do that, but like I said, I don't know that you're going to get much grass to grow under a big old tree. You know, the sun can't get there. So you might want to think about a shade plant like Pachysandra, for example.
Okay. But thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
June in Maryland's on the line. Got a question about a furnace. What's going on?
I had this furnace for about maybe 20 years. But it's relatively old, but within that 20 years, I haven't, you know, used it full-time all the time because, but let me tell you the problem I'm having right now. It just started the little striker that you put in it's a gas furnace and it has a striker where the flames come on and off.
Yep.
And the striker ignites it. The particular striker I had, I replaced it and, it broke. They're very delicate. They break very easily.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand if this is the second striker that I put in there and it broke. And I'm trying to understand if I buy another striker and I don't put the screw in it, I just maybe tape it with some duct tape and see without it breaking, will that solve the problem?
When you say striker, are you talking about the igniter?
Yes.
It creates a spark?
Correct.
Okay. And what is this? This furnace is what, like a wall furnace or something? It doesn't sound like a house furnace. What is it used for?
It's a gas furnace. I can go down in the basement and get the specs on it, but it's a regular gas furnace. Right.
And so once the igniter does ignite the pilot light, you don't have any issues with it staying on and you know, hits up the thermocouple.
Correct.
All right. So
correct.
It's really just this igniter component. All right. Well, look, the answer is no. You absolutely positively cannot replace whatever hardware connection is designed to have with duct tape. In fact, it would not only dry out quickly, it could catch fire and be, you know, in contact with the wrong end of the gas line. You know what I mean? So I would definitely not do that. I'm sorry you had that problem. The only other suggestion I might have for you is to investigate whether or not that gas valve design has changed over the years. It might be more cost effective for you to actually replace the gas valve itself. Most home furnaces, the older ones, they usually don't have a striker. Usually those are hand lit. You know, water heaters and furnaces, you know, when you turn the valve to the pilot position, you light the pilot light, hold it in for 30 seconds for the thermocouple to heat up, and then you release it, and then you turn the gas valve on the rest of the way. So I think it's a little unusual that you have an igniter built into this. My experience with igniters has only been to see them on like barbecue grills where I find them to be very common. And I was a home inspector for 20 years, and I can't think of any time that, you know, I inspected thousands of furnaces that I saw igniters. So this might be sort of a one-off situation. But if the igniter's not working, you might want to look into replacing the gas valve, and that may solve it for you.
You said the gas valve?
Yeah. In other words, the igniter is only part of the whole assembly. You have the gas valve, which feeds the pilot, and then the burners as well.
Okay. That sounds like a idea.
Yeah, I just don't. It's not comfortable with you trying to hold this piece of heating equipment in place with duct tape. It doesn't make sense, June. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that information.
All right, man. Good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at the Money Pit. Stay safe.
All right, you too.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a design question. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, building codes help make sure work done to your home is safe, but there are three that are very often ignored. We'll share those after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You were getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can listen to the Money Pit through your local radio station or through the Money Pit podcast, available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and all other places practically where you can download a podcast. It was ranked by Chartable number one best home and garden podcast of all time on Apple. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions. We'd love to help you out. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
hey, what are you working on? Maybe you've got some summer outdoor projects and you're like, oh, I want to do all this yard work, but I just don't have the tools. Well, problem solved, guys. We've got up for grabs to one lucky caller this hour, the Centurion All-Season Leaf and Lawn Cleanup Set. Now, it's got some really cool tools in there. There's a telescoping all-season bristle broom, and there's an expandable aluminum rake head, so you can make it narrow or super wide to get into all of those hard-to-reach spots when you're doing the yard work, and an easy sweep leaf pickup bag with handles. So it really makes your yard cleanup chores a lot more fun and a lot more efficient, and it's a prize pack worth $51. You can check everything out at CenturionBrands.com, but one lucky listener this hour is going to get this for free.
Give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it online at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Debbie in Delaware is on the line and needs some help with a building project. What can we do for you, Debbie?
My husband broke his hip, and we are in desperate need of a handicap ramp. He'll be needing this handicap ramp after the break heals. He'll be using a wheelchair and a walker after this. We are limited income, and we can't afford even the materials to build this ramp. And I've been trying to go through government agencies and everything, and all I have gotten is a bunch of red tape.
Tell me something. How high up does the ramp have to be? How many steps are you trying to accomplish, or just kind of describe the layout to me?
Yeah, it's 5 steps into the house.
Debbie, as much as I'd like, there's sort of no quick fix for this situation. You do need a ramp, and the ramp is going to be a very large structure and has to be properly done. So I think your energy is best focused on how to get the professional help and to get the funds necessary to do this. Now, there is an organization that is called Rebuilding Together that does this sort of thing. And their website is togetherwetransform.org, togetherwetransform.org, or just Google Rebuilding Together. They have got affiliates in most states across the country. Their national headquarters is in Washington, D.C. And what I would suggest you do is to reach out to the national headquarters and speak with them about trying to connect with an affiliate that's near you. I see there's no affiliate directly in Delaware, but, of course, you can go to New Jersey or you can go to Maryland, you know, anywhere around there and probably find exactly what you need. They used to be called Christmas in April, and now they're called Rebuilding Together. And I've been on some of their projects in the past, and there seem to be a good group of people that get a lot of great things done.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, and we hope that your husband heals up quickly. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, building codes are in place to make sure buildings are safe, but there are a couple of common residential codes that are frequently overlooked. Now, the first one involves handrails that are mounted on a wall, and those kinds of handrails must have what's called a return on them. Now, the return is that piece at the end of the rail that turns and goes back into the wall, and it keeps things like your shirt sleeves or your purse or anything else that's sort of sticking out from getting caught on that handrail and potentially causing you to fall down. And while we're on the subject of handrails, open handrails are no longer allowed. You need to have spindles or balusters spaced no more than 6 inches apart. And that's super important because it keeps even the tiniest little heads from squeezing in between and getting stuck. And, I mean, it happens when that sizing is off. So 6 inches, please.
Now, another commonly missed building code has to do with misplaced smoke alarms. Now, for existing homes, you need one on each level of your house and at the outside of each bedroom. Plus, you got to make sure they're all working, folks, so make sure you're testing them. You know, the new ones last 10 years, so if you don't have one of those, go ahead and get it. They don't need a replaceable battery every year. You just put it in, and 10 years later, you replace it. Now, if you're in a new home, there's a new code also that requires you have a smoke alarm in every bedroom, and those do need to be hardwired with a battery backup, and they also need to be interconnected, which means if one goes off, they all go off, which is really smart because this way you're guaranteed that folks are going to hear that and be able to get out of the house.
Now, this last one gets violated a lot, especially in older homes. And what it is that they're missing, or maybe they've got a defective ground fault circuit interrupter. Now, the GFCI, the ground fault circuit interrupter, is going to cut power to a circuit if it detects a diversion of the current to a ground, and that ground in this case is you if that's not functioning well. So the GFCI protection is required for outlets if you've got them in the kitchen, in the bathroom, garage, outdoor circuits. It's generally where there's like moisture or the possibility of it getting wet. That's why you always see them, you know, right by your kitchen sink, above the counter, outside, those types of places. And they've got a test button built into them, which you should be checking monthly. And if you look around your house and you don't have any GFCIs, it is a wise safety improvement for you to add them, and not tremendously difficult. And you can sort of lump all your electrical projects into one. So when you bring the pro in, if you need, they're doing a bunch of things at the same time.
If you don't see them in every outlet, that's pretty normal. In some cases, in fact, in most modern houses where these are installed, there's one that covers the entire circuit. So, for example, you might find that in the bathroom, and it could cover the kitchen outlets and the bathroom outlets together. You know, when I was a home inspector for like 20 years, and I would get the same kind of call every once in a while. It would be somebody that just closed on a house that I had inspected, and they'd be like, "You inspected our house. Now, all of our outlets are not working, and how could you have missed this?" And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Take a breath. Would you work with me and just let's take a look at something, okay? You know, can you go over to your bathroom and take a look at the outlet there? And let me know if it's got any buttons on it. Well, you know, you should have found this. Oh, all right, you know, I'll go look at it. And blah, blah, blah. And then we get there. Yeah, it does. I said, one says test and one says reset, right? Yeah. Well, hit the reset button. Click. Oh, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's all good now. Thanks a lot. Bye. That's what happened. That would happen over and over again, that same call, because people would miss that. So, yeah, one outlet will cover a bunch. And listen, there's another type of an outlet called an arc fault that's out right now. And this is kind of cool because it works like a ground fault, except it specifically detects a spark. So if you have arc fault detectors, and that isn't just for a wet location circuit, it could be anywhere, these could help make your whole electrical system safer, because if there's any arcing or sparking in the line, it will shut it off. So a couple of good things to have, and definitely some codes to make sure that you are paying attention to.
Paul in New York is on the line. What can we do for you at your money pit?
I'd like to finish my basement, make a more usable area, but I have a problem with some water leakage at times. I believe the construction is called a floating slab, where there's a weep channel around the edge of the basement that goes into a sump pit.
Tell me, when do you seem to have the biggest problem with signs of water coming in, or actual water coming in?
Heavy rains.
All right, so I got great news for you. You don't need anything more than some minor adjustment in the grading and drainage outside. Whenever you have water that leaks in after a heavy rain, that's always caused by exterior drainage conditions that are just not right. And usually it's as simple as not having the right gutter set up around the house. You need to have gutters. They need to be clean and free-flowing. And the downspouts, and this is where most people get it wrong, have to be extended a minimum of 4 to 6 feet away from the house, because those first few feet at the foundation perimeter are where water collects and saturates and then goes down into those basement walls and shows up as a leak inside. So I want you to look at that very, very carefully. The second thing is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter has to pitch away from the house. And it has to do so with soil that can drain. Sometimes we see people that pile up a lot of mulch around the house, or they have a lot of topsoil around the house, or they have sort of like a brick edging around some landscaping that kind of acts as a retention pond and holds the water against the house. You basically want to move that water, that first few feet around the house, move it away, get it going so that it drains away. It can drop about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, but after that, it can move slower with a gentler slope away from the rest of the house. Those two things will solve the vast majority of flooded crawl spaces and flooded basements in this country. The only time you need to install a very expensive sub-slab drainage system is when you have a high water table, and that behaves differently. When you have a high water table, water comes up very slowly. Generally in the winter, it's typically higher, and then goes down very slowly. And you can actually physically see that water sometimes ponding in a sump pit or something like that. But when you have rain or snow melt and you get water in your basement, that's because of drainage, and that's really easy to fix. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're here 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Up next, if you're noticing that your walkway, your porch, or even your patio are kind of looking a bit worn, we're going to have some tips on how you can resurface those at a fraction of the cost of replacement when the Money Pit continues.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if last winter's weather left your sidewalks and driveways pitted and worn, you might be thinking that a complete tear-out and replacement is your only option.
But fortunately, there is another option that's both simple and effective. It's a product made by Quikrete, and it's called Recap Concrete Resurfacer. And it has the extraordinary ability to restore worn and pitted concrete surfaces quickly and easily. With us to talk about that is Frank Owens from Quikrete. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So, you know, this is one of those projects that I think people get wrong a lot. Anytime something deteriorates with a concrete surface, they like to put more concrete on top of that, and they fail to understand why that just doesn't work. Explain to us what the challenges are when it comes to resurfacing a concrete surface and why what people have done for so many years just doesn't work.
Well, you know, one of the key components of resurfacing is, you know, just by nature, it's a thin coating, and concrete as a material is traditionally very rigid. If someone was to try to put a thin coating on a concrete surface, it doesn't have the flexural strength, you know, the bendability, so it tends to fracture and come off. So a lot of people that, you know, might have used just a traditional patching product in a thin application, it can fail. And the other thing is, what's really critical for any type of concrete repair project, especially resurfacing, is surface preparation. You know, we recommend a high-strength pressure washer to remove any delaminating concrete, get rid of any grease and oil, and anything that might cause a breaking of the bond.
This Recap product has really been a game changer. I saw this with you when it first came out, and I was amazed, particularly because of its adhesive qualities. This product is so strong and adheres so well to those old surfaces, it practically can't come off. And if it did, I know you showed me a tensile test once where you tried to separate a repaired surface from the original, and it ended up taking out the aggregate with it. It took the rocks from the old surface with it. It was so incredibly strong. That is really what makes this a fantastic way for you to restore those surfaces that heretofore would have required a complete tear out.
Yes, you know, the technology has advanced pretty dramatically over the last number of years. We introduced a product, I guess it was probably 12 years ago, called Concrete Resurfacer, because we saw a need for this type of product in the market. And, you know, we have a very advanced technical center and chemists that are working on these new product development all the time. And, you know, we used available polymers for bonding and shrinkage compensation and those type of additives and came up with a very good product. But over time, technologies are really advanced. And so we have some very high technology, proprietary chemistry and new polymers that we're adding that really, if you can imagine, the bond strength of Recap to concrete is 4 times greater than the bond of concrete to itself. So, you know, you can, you know, as a test, we bond, it's called a bell, to concrete, and we pull on it, and the concrete will break at a certain PSI. If you apply Recap to concrete and do the same test, it's 4 times stronger. Actually, the concrete fractures before that bond will break. And that has really been that game changer you mentioned, and we're having just a tremendous amount of success. And as we were reformulating, some of the other things we did is we kept the open time longer, which allows, you know, greater working time and fluidity and, you know, all those types of things. So we really have a fantastic product in Recap.
Now, with all of this sort of high-tech mixture, how difficult is it to apply as a homeowner? I mean, is it fairly user-friendly?
It is. It's mixed up in almost like a pancake batter, maybe a little thinner than that. And we put in the product what's called a super plasticizer. So, you know, if anyone knows about concrete, the more water you add, the weaker it gets. So if you were going to try and mix a repair product or concrete in a fluid consistency, traditionally it would be very weak and brittle. But we've been able to utilize a chemistry called a super plasticizer that makes the concrete react like it is very flowable with a very limited amount of water. So we get that fluid that makes it really easy to apply. You actually apply it with a squeegee. So you'll mix it up in a 5-gallon pail with a drill mixer and just dump it onto your concrete. Typically, you want a damp surface and push it around with a squeegee.
That's pretty impressive. I found in using the product myself that whereas I might set off by using it to repair one particularly deteriorated area of, say, a walkway, it's so attractive and easy to use, I find myself applying it to the entire sidewalk and then using a broom finish because it looks like a fresh pour when you're done.
It really does. And you know, when you use a traditional patch, there's a lot of cement and patching materials, so they can be darker, you know, a little darker than the standard concrete. Recap is a really nice light gray, and you can go over patched concrete or, you know, just old worn surfaces and give it a brand new fresh look. Look, it looks just like a freshly poured concrete surface.
Frank, I think once everybody's got such a beautiful finish, how do you keep it that way? I mean, how quickly can I walk on it? Can I drive on it? I want to make sure that I don't mess it up.
The other beautiful thing about this product is it provides enough time to work with it, but then it sets rapidly. It's kind of a juxtaposition. But you can walk on this in about 6 to 8 hours, and then you can drive on it in 24 hours. So you can resurface your driveway and be parking a car on it within 24 hours.
The product is called Recap Concrete Resurfacer. It's made by QuickCrete. You can learn more at QuickCrete.com, QuickRete.com. And, Frank, I want to mention before we go that the cost of this product ends up to be about 30 cents a foot. So this is not an expensive product. It is a great do-it-yourself project. Looking for something to do right now, hey, check out the Recap product and take care of those driveways, those walkways, those pool decks, any place you find deteriorated, pitted, worn concrete. This can make it like new again. Frank Owen from QuickCrete, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
You're very welcome.
Hey, are you thinking about adding a pool to your backyard, but maybe you don't have the space? Or maybe you've got the room, but you don't want to deal with the hassle of maintaining that pool? Well, the spool might just be the perfect solution. We're going to explain what that is, don't worry, after this.
You live in a money pit.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a call, give us a listen. Also, subscribe to our podcast. You know, it was ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Apple Charts. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the Money Pit there. But remember, you can always give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Father's Day is just a week away. It's getting close, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for dads. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120, and it includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 Fastener Pro high-temp glue gun, which is perfect for taking on dozens of projects around your house. Now, Arrow is really all about making durable, reliable tools and fasteners, and these tools will give your dad years and years, and I mean it, years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and hey, while you're there, be sure to take advantage of the many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a sun pump question. How can we help you?
We have an issue with our furnace. It seems to be pulling sewer gas from our sun pump because that's where it drains into, and we can't figure out how to solve the issue. Temporary solution is to pour water in the sun pump. But then about 3 or 4 days later, we turn the furnace on, and it draws the sewage gas air again.
Well, let's talk about this. So first of all, what water from the furnace is being drained into the sump pump? Are you talking about the condensate line from the air conditioning system?
Yes, sir.
Is there a return duct in the basement area where this is or in the room where this is? Or do you think it's coming in through the drain pipe?
We think it's coming in from the sump pump, and it's a wintertime issue because it happens when we turn the furnace on.
Well, if you think it's because it's reversing, it's pulling whatever soil gas is causing this unpleasant odor, if you think it's coming in because of the drain line, there's a really simple solution. Put a trap in it. So if the drain line has a P-trap, kind of the same kind of that sort of U-shaped pipe that's underneath the bathroom sink, then that pipe will stay filled with water and will not allow any gases, any air, to back up through it and get into the furnace.
That's not built into the furnace already?
Not always. I mean, it depends on the workmanship of the installer. But no, you would see it on the outside. If you don't see a P-trap, it doesn't have one. The other thing that could be causing this, and sometimes this happens, is occasionally, and I don't want to freak you out, but occasionally you'll get a rodent that will die inside of a return duct. And if that happens, yeah, the stink can go on for quite a while. But I would take a look at that drain line, and if it doesn't have a trap in it, do that. And make sure it's filled with water when you start, if it's the winter, because it won't be. And I think you won't find any more air gets through that pipe. Sharon, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
So, do you have a small backyard, and maybe you're jealous of your neighbor's palatial deck or playground or even a pool? Well, there's a very trendy addition that you can make to restore neighborhood pride as the coolest home on the block, and that's by adding a spool. Now, get this, a spool, think of the words, it's a combination of spa and pool, and it's becoming more popular than ever across the country. And this is the best solution, guys, if you've got a small backyard. You know, with a spool, you can take a cool dip during the hot summer days or quickly switch it over to warm water to have a nice spa on a chilly night. I mean, this is really the best of both worlds.
It absolutely is. Now, spools are popular for lots of reasons, but one is the fact that they don't take up a lot of space, which means if you got that small yard, you can still have the pool. You might not want to train for the Olympics in a spool pool, but you can still swim those shorter laps for exercise, and it is every bit as refreshing as a standard-sized pool on a hot, sunny summer day.
Now, another perk that you're going to get if you install a spool is you're free to use the rest of your yard for other things, like a patio with room for entertaining your guests during the festive summer months. And even people with the room for a standard size pool are opting to go down the spool route because it gives them more room to spend outdoors with their friends, with their family. They're not confining themselves to a much smaller part of their yard.
Now, if you'd like to learn some more about the new spool pool trend, head on over to MoneyPit.com. We've got a full article there called Spool Pool, the Hot New Trend for Cooling Down. That's online at MoneyPit.com.
Michael in Tennessee is on the line with a shower question. What can we do for you?
You just had a previous broadcast, and there was a gentleman that called in and had a fiberglass shower stall that was given away under his feet. And I think the determination was that it hadn't been installed properly. So in the process, we're building a house now and have a couple of those fiberglass shower stalls. And I know that they haven't been put on any kind of mortar bed or anything. So I was curious if you can use an expanding foam spray to sort of help support that bottom, or is that sort of not a good thing? Or is there another product that can be used if it wasn't installed on a bed already?
Yeah, I've heard of that being done that way. People use products like Great Stuff to go in from the bottom and drill holes in the floor and fill that space up. The thing is, you've got to really do it really carefully, because you want it to be able to expand back into the area you don't care about, because if it expands upward, it's going to crack the shower pan. So it's got to be done really carefully. Let's say you're working on the second floor and you can get underneath it, or if let's say there's a crawl space and you get underneath it and you apply it from there and just kind of watch the expansion and let it drip down towards that unfinished side, I think you could get some decent support in there by doing it that way.
Okay, great. Appreciate the help.
Make sure you let it dry, though, before you use that tub, right? Because we don't want to squish it out.
Yeah, very good. Enjoy listening to you guys. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, are you looking for an easy way to spruce up your patio this summer? I'm going to have a cute, easy design idea when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com.
We've got a post here from Brandon who writes, "So I've been listening to your show for many years, and I know it's a good idea to get a home inspection before you sell your house so you can get an idea of what a buyer's home inspection is going to find. But here's my question. We're selling because we're building a new house. Should we do a home inspection before we take over the new house? Any other advice on building a house, like things you would have done differently?" This is a gigantic question.
It's a really big question. I think it's a bigger question than Brandon knows. But so let's break it down. So first of all, yes, you definitely should have a home inspector work with you if you're buying a new house. Now, typically, a builder is going to create this in stages, and you could opt to have the inspection done at the same time the framing inspection is accomplished, because at that point in time, framing inspections happen after all the rough mechanicals are put in, and that's really important because, very often you have the framer builds a fine house, then the plumber comes in, and I hate to pick on the plumbers, but they end up cutting a floor joist in half or doing something else crazy to get a pipe where it needs to go, and that impacts the structure, and that's your opportunity to see it before drywall is covering everything. And then the other most important time to do this is when you have your quote-unquote walkthrough, and this is going to be right before closing. Now, some important advice here. Whatever you miss during that walkthrough of cosmetic nature, right, tiny chip in the countertop or a big hole in the wall, if you miss it, you caused it. Right. Despite the fact that there's been guys with hammers in there for 6 months building this thing, if you miss it, then you're going to have a problem. So you want to make sure you have a trained set of eyes going through not only the cosmetics, but also the structure and the mechanical systems. And this final point is very important. I would insist that everything that comes up in that inspection be fixed before closing. The builder will tell you he's got a marvelous maintenance department, blah, blah, blah. But believe me, you have more power at that moment than you will ever have in terms of motivating that builder to get it done. So make sure everything you know that's wrong is fixed before you close. You'll be much happier in the long run.
All right. And Brandon, when you figure out the rest of the question, because there's a lot of parts of it that we're going to help you out with, we'll be here. You know how to find us.
Well, would you like an easy way to spruce up your patio this summer? Leslie's got some tips on how you can create a very unique area rug that stands up to the weather in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, this is one of the easiest ways that you can have pretty much the coolest outdoor area ever and totally unique to you and your space. You're going to paint a rug. That's right. You can paint a rug on top of your concrete patio. I've even done this on a home makeover show on a wood deck as well. So whatever your surface is, you have the opportunity to create a totally unique painted rug that's going to be awesome. So to do this, you got to make sure that that surface is really clean. You can mop it with a cup of vinegar mixed into a quart of water and then spray it all away with a hose. Let it dry really well and then mark off the area for that faux rug with painter's tape. You want to make sure that you get all those lines straight Now, if you're working on a concrete patio, you want to make sure that you use concrete paint. You can get it at pretty much any home improvement store, and they'll tint it to whatever color you want. And first, you've got to paint that background color. Let it dry overnight, and then this is where you get to have some fun. You can add that detail. You can use stencils. You can use freehand. Just tape out some patterns, mix up some colors. Truly have a great time with it. Once you've got it all sort of laid out, I like to sometimes paint little tassels on the end. I mean, it really depends on the type of rug you're trying to create. Do some research, look up some great images online, and then do your best parroting of that and make it look great. I know you can. When you're done, finish it up with 3 coats of a water-based polyurethane. Make sure you let it dry completely. And then I'm telling you guys, that drab slab of concrete is now a totally unique focal point. So have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about child safety in and around your house, specifically electrical safety. There are lots of ways kids can get where they shouldn't be if your house is not properly protected. We're going to teach you how to make your electrical system safe for kids on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. So
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fires are lighting up the South Atlanta sky tonight. Protesters blocking firefighters from getting to a fire at a Wendy's restaurant where Friday night a 27-year-old black man was killed by police during an altercation in the parking lot. Police say Richard Brooks scuffled after police attempted to arrest him after they got a call of a man passed out in a car blocking the drive-through lane. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vic Reynolds says Brooks managed to get one of the officer's tasers, then pointed the weapon at the cop.
At that point, the Atlanta officer reaches down and retrieves his weapon from his holster, discharges it, strikes Mr. Brooks there on the parking lot, and he goes down. That information has been corroborated by a witness.
Police Chief Erica Shields tendered her resignation Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, authorities in Palmdale, California, are investigating the death of a 24-year-old black man found hanging from a tree near City Hall, which they originally described as an apparent suicide, but that prompted outrage in the community, more than 100,000 people signing an online petition demanding a full investigation. President Trump went to West Point today, Saturday, where he was the keynote speaker at this year's graduation.
On behalf of our entire nation, let me say congratulations to the incredible West Point class of 2020. Congratulations.
It was a sparsely attended ceremony due to the coronavirus restrictions, but the president highlighted the diversity of West Point's graduating class and appealed for America's newest officers to defend the country's core principles. China Sunday reported its highest daily total of new coronavirus cases in 2 months after the capital's biggest wholesale food market was shut down following a resurgence in local infections. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Something unexpected in the medical world, a coronavirus survivor in Chicago has received a double lung transplant. We get the latest from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Dr. Beth Malson at Northwestern Memorial Hospital says the coronavirus left the woman's lungs full of holes.
Many days she was the sickest patient in our COVID-19 ICUs and possibly the entire hospital.
The woman is in her 20s. Dr. Ankit Bharat performed the operation. He says the virus made it much more difficult.
All the anatomic planes, between the airway, the blood vessels were completely destroyed.
Only a few other coronavirus survivors in China and Europe have received lung transplants. Dr. Bharat said after the operation, the woman smiled at him and said,
"Doc, thank you for not giving up on me."
The doctor says the woman's chances for a normal life are good. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In a move applauded by President Trump's conservative religious base, his administration Friday finalized a rule that overturns Obama-era special rights for transgender people.
The Department of Health and Human Services said it will enforce sex discrimination protections according to the plain meaning of the word sex as male or female and as determined by biology. This rewrites an Obama-era regulation defining a person's internal sense of being male, female, neither, or a combination. Homosexual pressure groups say explicit protections are needed for people seeking so-called sex reassignment treatment, but conservatives say the Obama administration exceeded its legal authority in broadly interpreting gender. Patrick Frost reporting.
Former Baltimore Mayor Sheila Dixon formally conceded the Democratic primary race, offering congratulations to City Council President Brandon Scott after he edged out a victory with just over 3,100 votes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
866-408-7669. Your chance to interact. Yeah, rather than just yelling at the television or screaming at your radio, you could actually be part of the show. Chris Wallace is standing by. A.B. Stoddard at the bottom of the hour. A lot to discuss. We know 1.5 million Americans applied for jobless claims, unemployment claims. So they're unemployed, showing the bleeding hasn't stopped, and the market has reacted negatively for that, although it did go up so substantially. It's at 26,000 plus this hour. There is a sense with the Fed that we're not as definitive as we're coming out of it, not coming out of it. And that's how the rumors are that they're interpreting all this. But we will see. The President of the United States also announced he's going to get back on the road. There is a slight uptick in cases, but we got to start opening up a lot quicker, especially in the Northeast, for my money. So for now, we should get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
My single greatest concern. This president's going to try to steal this election. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
What's he even talking about? Joe Biden, you got a lot to worry about. The president leaving with military, not needed, if in fact he does lose. The presidential push 2020. Joe Biden talks about his greatest fear. We'll tell you what he thinks. I'll tell you what it should be as the president reveals which cities he will visit as the rallies will resume.
Number two.
And I would also note, where do you draw the line here? Should George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison be erased from history? What about FDR and his internment camps? You know, should he be erased from history?
How about the fact that he didn't have blacks and whites fighting together in World War II? Should we condemn FDR for that? Almost every list puts him on a near great president. The war on history, Confederate and Columbus statues attacked as late as last night. It doesn't seem like law enforcement could care less. What's next? Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe? Yeah, Washington, of course. Yeah, if we don't stop it here.
Number one.
The vast majority of law enforcement officers are responsible, hardworking, heroic first responders. They know it is pure insanity to defund the police.
Law enforcement reform and reboot. Both parties working on plans. Will anything work? Meanwhile, protesters and rioters take over the heart of an American city as police are forced to stand by and then evacuate a precinct. I'm not kidding. Details on this obscene scene in Seattle coming your way. But first...
Now it's time to clear the airwaves for the Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday.
Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king.
Author of the new book, Countdown
1945. It will drop on June 9th.
Chris, you're such an asset to the show, and I'm glad to see it's really helping your career.
Did I mention Countdown 1945?
Got it.
I see this as a feature-length movie. I am serious. This is a great story.
This is going to be great, and I look forward to talking to you for the next 5 months about it.
Every week we are going to talk about Countdown. You know, this is going to be a countdown to the countdown.
I like it.
Tell your people to put that on the promo next week.
The official Brian Kilmeade Show countdown to the countdown. Ended on June 9th. Countdown 1945, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold.
You know, I thought you were going to promote the book. I'm a little disappointed. Hello, Brian. Brian, are you there? This is the Chris Wallace Show. Hi, guys. What's going on here?
Chris, we had some technical problems over here. I apologize. Congratulations. The book's selling fantastic.
Well, so I want to ask one question. You promised me when we talked last week that you were going to read it and you were going to give me your honest opinion today. You promised not only me, you promised your millions of listeners. So, one, have you read it? Two, what's your unvarnished? I want your honest opinion.
Well, a couple of things. Almost done with it. I would say this. For me, it doesn't read like a history book. To me, even though I know the ending, I'm getting the sense that it's like a drum getting louder and louder as it goes by. I feel like I'm reading a thriller. Even though I've seen more World War II documentaries, and I get the Heroes Channel, and that's all they have, I really think you gave a great perspective. By the way, on a president that I love, Harry Truman, they've done plays on, and still I'm learning new stuff about it.
Thank you, because that is exactly what I wanted to do, is to write a history thriller and, you know, to put people in the moment, you know, not to look at it from 2020 hindsight. Well, we know why they did it, why they do it. But no, because was there each moment in that history, the 116 days, they don't know what is going to happen. They don't know if they're making the right choice or the wrong choice. They know It's the biggest choice any president maybe has ever had to make, whether it's the president with his war cabinet or the scientists who don't even know until 21 days before whether the bomb is going to work, or the flight crew of the Enola Gay who has taken the bomb to Hiroshima and doesn't know, because it's never been dropped from a plane before, whether it's going to knock them out of the sky. So the best review I read in the Washington Post, somebody said, I know what happened in 1945, but this is a thriller, and that's just what I was trying to do.
Yeah, and I saw the special on Sunday, too, which was great. Here is Harry Truman, knowing he's got this weapon that nobody else knows, very few people know about. Here's the warning he's giving to Japan. Cut 33.
Truman vowed if the enemy continued to fight, there was more to come.
If they do not now accept our terms, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air, the like of which has never been seen on this earth.
Japan refused to surrender. 3 days later, the 509th dropped the second bomb, Fat Man, on Nagasaki.
Hello, Brian.
So, I'm here. Okay. Sorry about that. So what he's doing is saying, yeah, I know you want to fight to the death, but it's coming, and he doesn't want to use it, right?
Well, yeah, and that actually, with that clip, is after he's dropped it on Hiroshima. People say, well, you know, maybe he didn't have to drop it on Hiroshima because they would have surrendered anyway. He did drop it on Hiroshima on August 6th, and they didn't surrender. So 3 days later, he had to drop a second bomb and devastate a second Japanese city in Nagasaki, and then the military government still didn't want to surrender. It was only the emperor, Hirohito, who went over their heads, and he said, we need to surrender. So, you know, it's interesting, because a lot of people have argued, well, should he have dropped it or shouldn't he have dropped it? And I think that if you read Countdown 1945, you come away with a sense he really had no choice, that it wasn't like he was going to either drop the bomb or nothing. He was either going to drop the bomb or he was going to invade Japan, and a lot more people would have died if they had invaded Japan. The estimates are 1 million Japanese casualties and 500,000 American casualties. So it was, as I say, maybe the biggest decision a president's ever had to make, and he agonized over it, but I think in the end he made the only choice he could.
What you also brought up is, what was it like now that Japan's our ally, what it was like being on the ground? And you had managed to catch up with Hideko Tomura. First off, how did you get her?
Well, you know, there are websites that you know, people write about, and there are even websites for survivors of Hiroshima. Obviously, it's 75 years ago this year, so they have to have been pretty young to still be alive, but we found her on a website. And, you know, it's not only that she survived, it's that she then moved to the United States and is living in Bend, Oregon. And as you saw, because we brought her to Washington for the documentary, and it was her idea, not ours, that she wanted to see the Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the bomb on her city and killed her mother and destroyed, you know, really her way of life there. And that, I thought, was one of the most chilling experiences I've ever had, to see her deal with, confront the plane that changed her life, and find, I thought, some closure with it and pray for peace. It was very moving to me.
Her name is Hideko Tomura, and here she is talking about August 6, 1945. Cut 32.
August 6th, Hideko Tomura was back home.
I am so happy. Birds are chirping. The sun is coming into my room. My mother had to go to help with some mobilization thing. And I said, hurry home. And my mother said, yeah. I'll come back as soon as I can get away. And that was the last time I saw her.
Wow, and here she is all these years later, and she still feels that sorrow.
Yeah, it was devastating. What's interesting is her mother, because They didn't, obviously, nobody knew there about the atom bomb, but they, other cities had been bombed, firebombed. 100,000 people had been killed in Tokyo, and her mother drilled in her, if that were to happen in their hometown of Hiroshima, what to do? Hideko, as I say, was just 10 years old, and her mother had gone off on some civil defense operation. So she was by herself in the house, and she said, if there's any kind of an explosion, get under something sturdy, like a table or in a doorway or something, so that you're not killed by the crush of all the material. And then, as soon as you can, get out of the house and go to the river, because there will be fires and you don't want to be caught in the fire. And even though she was 10 and by herself and had a deep gash in her right ankle, she did exactly that, and that's what saved her life. I just want to say one other quick thing about the book that I think, you know, it's a great story about America. And, you know, one of the things that impresses me, Brian, is 125,000 people were working on the Manhattan Project across the country, and it never leaked. It stayed secret the entire time. Can you imagine today if 125,000 people were making apple pie? Somebody would tweet or Facebook or, you know, Instagram. Oh, yeah. And this is outrageous. This is immoral. You know, everybody has to. But in those days, there was unity, there was a sense of patriotism, a sense of purpose, national purpose, and everybody was pulling in the same direction. We could use that, more of that now.
Yeah, I mean, too, so that's history. And now we're trying to take down history. The Confederate statues came down last night. I think two or three Columbus statues came down last night. They're talking about renaming bases that were named after Confederate generals. In the 1950s, it was Nancy Pelosi's dad who put a Confederate general, might have been Robert E. Lee, I'm not sure, into Baltimore. And now Nancy Pelosi is saying, take all the Confederate statues out of Congress. And I'm just wondering, too, as Kayleigh McEnany brought up last night, well, should we all, yesterday afternoon, should we also get rid of FDR, because we had a desegregated black and white military? They were not allowed to be in the same units. Should we also get rid of all FDR paraphernalia and statues and monuments, because he also had the internment camps for the Japanese, Japanese Americans? There's nobody that can really live up to this saint-like history that we are now demanding of our past. I think Confederate statues might be a separate debate, but I believe the president is right. They're coming for Jefferson, Washington, Madison, and Monroe next.
I have to say, and I this is market, Eric, because this is a rare occasion, I completely agree with you. I don't think we can erase our history. I mean, there may be some things that we need to, but the idea, I mean, first of all, who knew that Bragg was named after a Confederate general, Fort Bragg?
Did not
know.
And
it does have a huge history, you know, part in our military history. And, you know, it's a little bit like the cancel culture, all these people who are getting fired now because, you know, they say things like all lives matter as opposed to black lives matter. You know, all I would say about all of this is today, you may agree with the cancel culture and who they're canceling out and, you know, whose statue they're tearing down and whose name they want to expunge from history. But tomorrow, it may be something you agree with or even something that you say. So I think we really need as a country to be very careful about, there are certain things that are over the line and unacceptable, racist talk and you know, I can think of all kinds of things. But the idea that if somebody says, gee, I don't think you should go to one of those rallies because they're dangerous because of the spread of the COVID virus. There are public health experts saying that, and people are losing their jobs on radio because they said that. There has to be some reason in this. There has to be a measure of reason.
And there isn't right now. There really isn't. We have to recognize that and stop it, because they're coming from Jimmy Fallon, when they go for Justin Bieber, when they're coming from Mark Wahlberg. I mean, these aren't exactly right-wing Reagan disciples. They're coming for everybody. And there's no one that can live up to this loving demand. By the way, who are these people? You know, whether it's a movie you don't like, Gone with the Wind, all of a sudden, and or with something you did as a 17-year-old. I think that we saw this with the Me Too movement a couple of years ago, horrible behavior like Harvey Weinstein, but there was also a lot of other stuff there that got caught up in it. Hopefully we got smarter. But congratulations on Countdown 1945. I could see on Amazon it's killing it. So you're going to be ranked high coming out next week. Congratulations, Chris. And the special was fantastic. I encourage everyone to go to Fox Nation and watch it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the plug. All I want to do, folks, is I want to be in the, have the same thing next to my name that Brian Kilmeade has over and over and over again. New York Times bestseller. Right. I want to be – it's like being the host of Saturday Night Live. I want to be a member of the club.
We have one thing in common. Me and you will never be Mike Wallace. Just ask the president.
That's true. But no, well, neither will anybody else.
Ever. Thanks so much, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it very much.
Back in a moment.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEATS to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEATS to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox on Justice. Heated debate over proposals to defund the police as an answer to racist treatment of African Americans.
What's it going to feel like when you call 911 and somebody says, well, we're on a 30-minute delay because we don't have the people?
Bob Gualtieri heads up the Florida Sheriff's Association. He says defunding is unrealistic.
There are bad guys out there that commit crime and want to hurt people.
Supporters say moving tax money away from policing can improve things. Howard University Law Professor Justin Hansford points to the opioid crisis.
They found ways to make it a public health issue and not a policing issue.
Georgetown Law Professor Christy Lopez says people should listen to the ideas instead of reacting out of fear.
And they think about, what if my house gets broken into, or what if, you know, I'm mugged? I need to be able to call somebody. And so they don't understand that it's a call to begin remaking public safety in a very deliberate way.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. What? I don't understand this. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
From a biblical perspective, the coronavirus is not the only deadly pandemic we're facing. There's one that is far older. It's called sin. Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network.
We are all affected by this virus, but that way there's a sin virus for which there is no human cure.
Pastor Rohr says sin begets sin. It was sin that compelled a white Minneapolis police officer to brutally restrain an African-American man, killing him. It was sin that compelled protesters to morph into an angry mob bent on looting and destroying. It is a sin to not see that no matter who we are or what we look like, we are made in the Creator's image.
Without understanding the way that God has created humankind, man and women, and put within us a soul and a heart, without that understanding, we treat human beings like mere animals.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. Sorry about those technical snafus. Dealing with a bunch of satellites here. 1-866-408-7669. It's always great to get Chris Wallace, and he's definitely passionate about his story. It's a real good book. Robert, listening online in Dunning, Florida. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good.
Brian, I have a really quick question, okay? My background is commercial construction, and, you know, all these damaged and destroyed buildings that I've been looking at for the last week and a half, I'm sure that somebody owns them. And I'm also sure that those people pay property taxes. So I think there's a lot more smarter guys than I am, but I wouldn't pay my property tax because part of your property tax goes to police protection and safety and not anarchy. Your comment.
Absolutely. I don't know if you could do that because there's going to be some law enforcement to make your life miserable and then you got to get lawyers. But you're right. Technically, they did not provide the security. They did not back up law enforcement. They criticized law enforcement, and now they want to cut it back in some major cities. Tom, real quick, listen on 96.5 in South Jersey. Tom.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian, it's 95.5. Brian, you know, it's disheartening to watch all these sports stars and movie stars tear this country apart. Colin Kaepernick took the American flag and the national anthem and turned it. Those two, they're not racist. He kneeled for the flag and said, "We have racial injustice in America." We know there's racial injustice, Colin. How about a solution? Come on.
I would, Tom. I hear you.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I want to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Movie Profile. As nationwide protests continue following the death of George Floyd, films about racial injustice are being offered for free in hopes of raising awareness. This includes Just Mercy, which Warner Brothers offered as a resource for those interested in learning about systemic racism. Fandango Now's Eric Davis says it's one of many films being made available.
These were like iconic movies about the black experience. Selma,
directed by Ava DuVernay being one of them. Antoine Fisher is another title that's in there. Denzel Washington directed. This is Denzel Washington's directorial debut.
The Hate U Give with Mandela Stenberg is one of the more recent ads.
The Hate U Give, which is one of the more recent films, I think is a fantastic film.
And Netflix just added a new Black Lives Matter collection of films and TV shows for subscribers to learn more about racial injustice and the Black experience in America. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
The host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Have you been surprised at all by the movement of the market?
The initial plunge caught me off guard. It was certainly more than I anticipated, but I wasn't surprised at the rebound, and that's because of why our economy hit the skids. We voluntarily shut it down. This is more like a natural disaster, not a man-made disaster.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. If you're looking to buy a home in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, there are a few things you need to know. Natalie Campisi, senior mortgage reporter at Bankrate.com, says don't expect to get a deal. Inventory is low, so there aren't a lot of options out there for buyers.
It's really important to get an agent who knows the area and can sort of help you navigate the local market.
She says many sellers are still reluctant to let buyers into their homes, so you most likely will have to rely on FaceTime or Zoom to view houses you want to see.
And then if you're really interested, set up a private tour with your real estate agent, and they'll sort of walk you through the home that way.
Campisi says while interest rates are at historic lows, credit has tightened. So if you don't have a score of 700 or above, it may be difficult to qualify for a loan, but not impossible.
You're going to probably pay a little bit more in fees and a higher interest rate, things like that.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
People say all the time, oh, we got to get the vice president out of the basement. He's fine in the basement. Two people see him a day, his two body people. That's it. And let Trump keep doing what Trump's doing. It's hard for the vice president to break through. He needs to come out strategically. When he says something like he did on race relations 2 days ago, it needs to have a big impact, thoughtful, and that's what we're preferring that he actually do at the time.
That is Terry McAuliffe. He knows a thing or two about running a campaign, ran the DNC, ran for governor and won in Virginia, and says in his estimation, Joe Biden does best in his basement. He is winning in most of the polls, although national polls really mean very little at this point. Joining us now is A.B. Stoddard. A.B. is a great guest of the show. We always love having her on. A.B., how do you feel about Terry McAuliffe saying stay in the basement? Is he right?
Well, I think the Biden campaign's been pretty open about this. In an interview recently, Biden basically said, look, everyone told me I need to get out and around, but you know, here I am in the basement, and this is before he made his first, you know, public appearance anywhere physically leaving his home. And he said, look at the polls. I mean, Trump's, and he basically said, in essence, Trump's burying himself. And the former vice president is pretty practical about this. People have been asking him since 2017 to run for president. It's implicit he would be a one-term president. It's implicit that people are craving stability, and he's the one that can best offer it. It's why he won the primary. It's not because people are enthusiastic about Joe Biden. This is a referendum on President Trump, and Joe Biden has a solid lead that could be completely gone, you know, in 2 months. We have no idea what will happen in, you know, almost 5 months left before Election Day. It's just that today, in the midst of several crises, he wins by letting Trump get up, you know, on his loudspeaker on Twitter and accuse Joe Scarborough of murder and, you know, 75-year-old man bleeding from the ear of being an agitator, and he's sinking himself. And so Biden's people are very open about the fact that when you're we know in politics, if your adversary is shooting himself in the face, you get out of the way.
Yeah, that could be the case. Also, the Trump, you could also say he's been hurt because he can't even do his campaign rallies. Can't really get out and campaign, which he seems to thrive on and reinvigorates his base. And now he's going to see if he can close that gap. And we'll see if Joe Biden, if things do calm down, in these, from the pandemic point of view, if Joe Biden can do two or three events a day, if when things heat up or get somewhat back to normal, and see how he does on this. I'm very curious to see how he's going to hold up to the scrutiny. For example, he goes on that morning show and he says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And he had to walk back a few things in unscripted situations. I don't know how he's going to do on that.
Well, Brian, you and I have watched this a long time. Someone like Joe Biden, who, you know, plagiarized decades ago in a first presidential run, has, you know, decades of Washington experience as a gaffe machine, is getting older, just defended, you know, African Americans that base the support of the Democratic Party with that comment you referenced. Those would have all been disqualifying. But now there's a whole separate set of metrics because President Trump has broken through every rule of politics. He delights in offending people. He delights in cruelty. We've seen what's happened in the last couple weeks. Members of his party saying, you know, what he did at Lafayette Square was a stunt and it was wrong. People, Joe Biden is not, is he going to lose a few votes on his comments on that show? Absolutely. He's looking to make up other votes with seniors who are leaving the Trump coalition. So this is going to be decided basically for Joe Biden somewhere in the center. For President Trump, he's not looking to win back voters that he doesn't have. He's looking for a mobilization-only strategy. And Joe Biden knows that he is not going to be the woke progressive that the young ranks of the Democratic Party are seeking. They probably won't turn out to vote for him. A lot of Facebook ads about that "you ain't black" comment will definitely draw away a lot of African American votes for Joe Biden, maybe even draw some to President Trump. But if you look at these things decided on the margins, Trump losing Catholics a little bit, Trump losing seniors too much, Trump losing some evangelicals, some white non-college women, and Biden picking up independents, white, you know, suburban women, college educated, and even some other members of the Trump coalition, that is problematic for President Trump. And he's got to, be on those rallies, engage again in the politics of addition and not just mobilization. He's got to persuade some people back. And my advice would be try to find something that the military leaders are begging you to do, that Republicans on Capitol Hill are begging you to do, that demonstrators in the streets are asking you to do. Try to find something that you can say that's healing and de-escalating and unifying on police reform so that you can say you're listening to people beyond the people that will come to rallies, the people in the heart of your base. Because right now those numbers don't add up for him.
Yeah, the thing is, his base is there, but it's not going to win over. The message that pleases the base is not going to win over independents. So he's got to make a decision to win over independents. And it's got to be deliberate. It can't be by accident. And I think the main reason, just back to one of your first points, I think Joe Biden got the nomination because Bernie Sanders was about to. I think if it was Mayor Pete number two, or if it was Kamala Harris number two, Joe Biden would have been an afterthought. I just think that Joe Biden was a much better alternative for the party than Bernie Sanders. And James Carville coming out screaming about it was the beginning of it, of a sobering up of the Democratic Party about what was actually taking place. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think there's a lot of socialist elements in the far left of the Democratic Party, and they're very self-destructive, and they support defunding the police. And they're small in number, but they're loud, just like the extremists on the right. But, Brian, the reason that Biden won is because, as I said before, the Democratic Party is strangely united in their goal to defeat Trump. So that's why Biden won and was able to stave off, as you point out, a very good rise for Bernie Sanders. It very much looked like he would be the nominee. But again, I think people, you know, Trump's campaign strategists have to look at this and say, if it were just 2018, you know, maybe you could mobilize. 2018 midterms were not good for President Trump and the party. But now it's layers of crisis. It's just a different presidency than the president is trying to sort of renew this sort of the campaign of 2016. He's an incumbent president in several crises, simultaneous crises, and he has to pivot to addition. And it has to be, as you said, intentional. And police reform is a ripe opportunity. It is not going to cripple the police to make them, you know, embrace some changes that will rebuild social trust. And you can see the polling the last couple weeks has shifted so dramatically on this. It's a gimme. And he's isolating himself if he doesn't talk about this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I think he is talking about it today. Had the meeting yesterday, which was kind of a makeshift to look at race of those supporters.
Yeah.
And then on Monday was law enforcement. We'll see what happens in Dallas and what they come back with. I think Kayleigh McEnany said this morning they're almost done with their proposal. And we know the Democrats, the Republicans in the House have something. Democrats are about to release theirs. And we have the Senate side, the Republicans trying to get something together on the Senate side. We'll see if they can all coincide, because I think the sentiment is pretty pure. What is disturbing me as an American, election aside, is what's happening now in Seattle. They've basically given up blocks, turned it over to protesters / rioters / anarchists. One of the people in charge is a Seattle councilwoman who's calling for the ouster of their liberal mayor, has taken over their state house. The police have abandoned their precinct in America. Listen to Kashwat Sawant, cut 9.
It was only one battleground in a long and hard fight that we have to continue. The East Precinct is not just any precinct. It was the flagship of the Seattle Police Department, and it has now been taken away from them.
She is right. They abandoned it. The National Guard is leaving. The governor said, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't know anything about extortion taking place amongst business owners who were told, pay this money or blowing up your place. The governor that made everyone shelter in place seems indifferent about losing the center of a city. Here are their demands. Give free health care and college. Naturalization for all illegal aliens. The mayor must resign. And they got a few others. They're offering demands while extorting local businesses in America, AB. How do you make sense of that?
Oh, I don't, Brian. I mean, I completely agree with you. This kind of lawlessness and cries for police free zones and anarchy is not where the majority of this country is, not where the majority of the Democratic Party is, which is why the former vice president tried to come out the other day right away to say he's not for defunding the police, after a city council member of the Minneapolis City Council said on CNN that people who are afraid of having, you know, of dissolving the disbanding police departments are speaking from a place of white privilege. This is crazy talk, and everybody knows it. And they're doing themselves a great disservice. And if Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden is smart, he'll come out and talk about Seattle first thing today. This is not where the country is. But where the country is, Brian, is in a nuanced, complicated place where they believe that the yes. black Americans are treated differently by police. And they are often, their lives are in peril. They are killed at disproportionate numbers by police. And they believe what they saw in that video. They also believe there shouldn't be a secret police walking the streets of the United States of America. A bunch of armed men with no tags on, where we don't know where they come from, like we're living in some dictatorship. And they don't want police free zones or to dismantle police departments. They live in the center. That's the majority of us. And so leaders of, on both sides, where it's Trump and Biden and other people, really need to make that clear. They need to speak to the majority of us, or they won't be listened to. And if Biden wants to flirt with these people on the far left, he's making a huge political miscalculation, just as President Trump is right now, by not addressing what we're seeing in this polling, a dramatic shift in white Americans' belief that Black Americans are subjected to police brutality in ways that we are not. As white Americans, and that they want to see change happen in that structure. So, again, it's really a question. I think the person who listens most, this, you know, in the next couple of months is going to win, and there's plenty of time for President Trump to listen. But right now, all that polling shows that people think he's not listening.
Very interesting. It is fascinating. And you can't say, well, since President Trump came into office, there's a problem with law enforcement. No, we remember Baltimore, remember Ferguson. That was just off the top of my head. We remember Trayvon Martin. That happened during the Obama years. In pandemic, you could say, could have acted quicker, but that's almost in our rearview mirror now. Now we're like, well, how do we deal with this? How do we come out of it? So this is, it's going to be fascinating, unprecedented times in many respects. In many respects, though, it's unnerving to a lot of people because those who are sheltering in place and trying to get back our jobs, we're watching this horror show at night. And just when the zenith of the riots began to subside, we wake up to Seattle and soon to be Portland and the anarchy, and the police department put in an impossible spot right now.
Well, Brian, I also think we're going to see a lot more infection as a result of those protests, and it's going to be incredibly frightening. We have very bad reports coming out of hospitalizations in a whole bunch of states since Memorial Day, record hospitalizations, not just new cases. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of illness come out of those protests, no question.
And if these leaders are true leaders, they'd be just as angry at the protesters as they were for people who ignored the shelter in place or didn't wear masks or who gathered to watch too close to watch ships come in. But instead you have, I know you want to protest, just make sure you get tested, as opposed to, I know you want to open up your restaurant, just be careful. I know you want to open up your sports store, just take precautions. But they won't allow that. But they allowed the protest to take place. That's what's driving so many so-called average Americans nuts.
I agree with you, and I think we're going to see just a horrible surge after, as a result of this. I really do.
All right. Thanks so much, AB. It's a perilous time. So appreciate your perspective always.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. So instead of yelling at your radio or yelling at your dashboard, instead of screaming at your TV, be part of the show next.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping at 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Good Samaritans who found a whole bunch of money blowing down a highway in South Carolina makes today's Dean's List. Linwood Woody Smith and Jonathan Omar Saldivar found the cash blowing along Highway 17 in Georgetown County. The police department posted on Facebook, as a result of their quick and honest actions, the money was returned to the elderly owner who was searching for it. Thanks to the duo, the sheriff's office proclaimed them honest men and posted a picture of them smiling alongside the patrol vehicle. Community members praised the two men as well, including a few people who apparently already knew them. One of the comments read, "Wouldn't expect anything different from Woody." The act of kindness comes as many people around the country, of course, are struggling with unemployment, layoffs, and shuttered businesses due to the coronavirus. Anyone else who found money in the area is also asked to contact the sheriff's office. In the meantime, thank you, Linwood and Omar, for doing the right thing. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kip Moore. Moore recently released his fourth studio album, Wild World. Before the album release, he played a little music for fans from self-isolation on his social media, but doesn't see it as something he'd keep doing.
I love to play music, but turning on the camera and just looking at yourself and not having any kind of feedback as far as like playing for people, that's going to always be a bizarre thing to me. And I look forward to when you can actually get back to the real exchange of human emotions, because that's the beautiful thing about show is every night you have to be on your toes, being able to read what the energy is doing in the room, not only show to show, but like minute by minute through a show, and knowing how to navigate through that and to change your set nightly. That's the beauty of live music.
As for the new album, the singer-songwriter co-wrote all but one track and says the music explores this chapter of his life.
I feel like every record taps into the emotion that I'm feeling at that particular time in my life, and I try to be very authentic with that.
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We're going to start our rallies back up now. We've had a tremendous run at rallies. I don't think there's been an empty seat since we came down on the escalator. With the First Lady, that was with the future First Lady at that point. It's been an amazing thing to behold.
That's the President of the United States making an announcement about his rallies. He's going to open up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he's going to be going over to North Carolina, one of the visits, and he'll go to Texas. He's going to go to the safer areas, the one with the least number of cases. So he's excited about doing that because he's on the front foot instead of the back foot. The pandemic puts you on a huge back foot. He loses the economy because of the pandemic. And then we lose the law and order, if you're the president, because of the civil unrest, because of the horrific Minneapolis killing of George Floyd. So we know that, and we have a chance, as AB brought up, as a country to come together with some type of law enforcement reform. They're not pushing massively back on that, but it's going to be interesting to see the president sprint to the finish. The other thing that's taking place now, I don't want to take your calls on this, is taking down of our statues from Columbus to Confederates. Kevin's listening in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Hey, Kevin, WNIS.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Yes, our community was hit last night for the first time that I'm aware of. Statue in Old Town Portsmouth. People took sledgehammers. sledgehammers to it. My wife saw the local news story. I guess it's a crime scene now. So people got hit by pieces of the statue that fell on them. And I'm very familiar. My son's worked up in that area for 3 years. I drove by that all the time. I wasn't even aware it was a Confederate statue. I'm skeptical that the people in that community would have done it. It's basically a mix of eclectic people that like to go down in a real historic area. It's got old churches. It's got an old theater from the 1950s, some restaurants where people go to have a beer. And then on the other hand, you're just as likely to be approached by a homeless person who's mentally ill who would like a little money or a cigarette. I don't think those people did that themselves. I think someone had to pay somebody. I don't think they would have even bothered to or even have the wherewithal to go buy a sledgehammer. So that concerns me. And also, don't we get a say in this? Why are Democrats always skipping the people and just going right to what they want and taking it, whether it be immigration or just we're going to get rid of these statues? Wouldn't you like to have a say, Brian, in it? I mean, I would.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. The courts did stop Robert E. Lee from taking down in Virginia, but the cops watched in a lot of these cases. The Jefferson's Davis statue torn down in Richmond. The Columbus statue torn down and paint defaced in cities across the country. Boston, Richmond, Miami, St. Paul, Minnesota. Since when? I mean, they've been there for 100 years. Listen, there's a debate to be had if you want to have it, but let's do it like civil human beings. And you got to empower police officers to press charges when you're defiling a property that doesn't belong to you. And the city of Dallas is asking the court for permission to remove a Confederate war memorial. So John Calhoun has a statue. He was pro-slavery. Jefferson Davis left the Union, was the first president. Robert E. Lee led the Confederate Army. There's something there. But earlier in America, to keep us together, there was a sense, keep your guns, keep your horses, just sign back up to be a member of the country. This was part of the coming together of a country. If you want to deal with it, deal with it like human beings, not like a war that just ended. 1-866-408-7669. Keep it here, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989. The Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly that it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Atlanta's police chief resigned after a police officer Friday night fatally shot a man who snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle in a restaurant parking lot.
The mayor of Atlanta says police chief Erica Shields has resigned. But Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms also told reporters on Saturday she doesn't believe the shooting of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was justified. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Brooks resisted arrest after failing a field sobriety test and struggling to get a cop's taser. A video shows Brooks appearing to point an object at an officer while running before he was shot.
Andrew Stewart reports that protesters took to the streets Saturday night, shut down part of Interstate 75 for a while, and also set fire to the Wendy's restaurant. Meanwhile, Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vic Reynolds is asking for patience.
I don't want anyone in any circumstances to rush to any form of judgment. It's very easy to do in these cases. On either side, we realize there's a tremendous amount of emotion, passion involved in these cases, and certainly with the way the environment is now, it's only enhanced.
President Trump addressed this year's graduating class at West Point, telling cadets they're united by a common mission to defend freedom, equality, and liberty.
You exemplify the power of shared national purpose to transcend all differences and achieve true unity. Today you graduate as one class, and you embody one noble creed: duty, honor, country.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatening military action against South Korea over declining bilateral relations and its inability to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across the border. News and analysis at townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
Brazil's biggest metropolis has an unorthodox plan to free up space at its graveyards during the pandemic.
That plan, digging up the bones of people buried in the past and storing their bagged remains in large metal containers. Sao Paulo's municipal funeral service said in a statement Friday that the remains of people who died at least 3 years ago will be exhumed and put in numbered bags, then stored temporarily in 12 storage containers it has purchased. The containers will be delivered to several cemeteries within 15 days. Patrick Frost reporting.
Pharma giant AstraZeneca struck a deal Saturday with Europe's Inclusive Vaccines Alliance to supply up to 400 million doses of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine. The alliance, which was forged by Germany, France, Italy, and the Netherlands to speed up production of vaccines, set to take delivery by the end of 2020. Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. Health officials say none of the clients and co-workers of the two hairstylists at a Missouri hair salon who tested positive for COVID-19 had confirmed cases of the disease.
The Springfield Greene County Health Department says the incubation period for those exposed at a Great Clips salon has passed. The two stylists tested positive in May, potentially exposing 140 clients and six co-workers to COVID-19. Of those, 46 people who were potentially exposed took tests and were negative, while all others potentially exposed were quarantined for the duration of their incubation period.
Jeremy House reports, the director of the Springfield Health Department, says Great Clips required people to wear masks and use other preventative measures such as separating salon chairs and staggering appointments. Bars being allowed to reopen in New Orleans, but the opening comes with some restrictions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
You don't need me to tell you that. Historic week, you don't need me to tell you that. But I do appreciate you listening. Ratings reflect it. And we're starting to see turn the corner in many states and an increase in others. Now, a lot of people getting panicky, including the market yesterday, which is up substantially, 700 points right now. Maybe by the time I'm done with this block, it'll change. The market's up. A lot of people are getting panicky that we're getting a second spike. I don't think we're getting a second spike. Larry Kudlow said he talked to his science experts before doing Fox and Friends this morning. He says we're not. And I think it has a lot to do with what Dan Patrick said, the lieutenant governor of Texas last night. He says, do you understand how much we're testing as a country? I mean, a lot of people are getting tests at a dizzying rate. And you know how I know it's working on the testing? Because no longer is Anderson Cooper crying about it and people making a big deal of it. You know how I knew we had enough ventilators? Because the other networks started to stop covering it. So maybe when you have much more tests, you get more positive tests. That could be it. And the fact that the New York governor said, hey, for those of you who defied me, my words, and protested, get tested. Consider yourself positive. How understanding he is, as opposed to the guy who's yelling at us and berating us like a disappointed parent when we don't do exactly what he says. And when we have a mayor who says you can go out in the sun, but don't stay there too long. And you can go walk on the beach. You better not swim. We'll pull you out. But if you want to protest and take apart the Nike store, Godspeed. And for the people that want to crack down, like cops, we're going to take their money away. Let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards of force. And that means force, but force with compassion.
That is force with compassion, law enforcement improvement, and it is possible looters and rioters will pay the price for their destruction in U.S. cities. I'm getting some hopeful signs that we're reviewing the video. Yes, so we'll bring you the details.
Number two, this is a perfect time for us to move those statues. These names are white supremacists that said terrible things about our country, and their statues are still here because their state put them here.
Nancy Pelosi, the war on history, more attacks on Columbus and the Confederacy, from renaming military bases to statue destruction. What is the right way to address our Civil War past?
Number one.
It's a sad result of the city of Seattle's elected officials lacking the political willpower to enforce the rule of law. And it's the closest I've seen to our country to becoming a lawless state. To me, that is absolutely appalling.
Seattle standoff. Chaos in a major city as 7 blocks have been handed over to anarchists. The mayor could not be happier, and most sane Americans could not be more concerned. Geraldo Rivera, I consider you a sane American. And I know you're not used to compliments like that. But I look at that so...
I'm occupying my house right now.
Legally, right?
It's occupied Denver Heights.
Exactly. I'm concerned about this, and I'm really concerned that they're going to start mirroring this behavior in Minneapolis and Portland, Oregon, and Berkeley, California, maybe on the campus. Are you?
There's two issues. One is the reality on the ground. The other is the political impact of the reality on the ground. In terms of the reality on the ground, I think Seattle represents a true challenge. It's not unprecedented in terms of protesting and activism. I remember taking over buildings myself back in 1969, 1970. At least my clients did. I represented the Young Lords in New York, and they took over a block square and created free breakfast program for ghetto youngsters, free lead paint poison treatment testing, and so forth. So it's not unprecedented, but usually it happens and the protesters are cleared out by the cops, and never, ever, ever have I seen, police precincts become suddenly the targets of, and in this case, the venue for the occupiers. They're squatting in a police precinct. They've taken over this area that's like Greenwich Village in New York. I think it's terrible. The anarchy is awful. I think it works for the president in terms of the politics going to that phase of it. The last thing the American people, inherently conservative in nature, black, white, brown, whatever, Native American people are, they are conservative socially. They want peace in their own home. They want peace in their neighborhood. They want, they want systems to work. And when you have anarchy here, when you have the defiance of authority, where you have the trampling on private property rights, where you have this disrespect for the shopkeepers there and for the residents of the area, I think that what the Seattle mayor is doing, I called her, Jenny from the block, Durkin, the mayor of Seattle. What she's doing is she's trying to be like a hippie, the hippie mayor, the summer of love.
That's bizarre. Her term.
It's bizarre, but I think it works for President Trump ultimately. That's the point of my rambling discourse.
Not rambling. I will say this. You got to wonder, too, if Martin Luther King was down there or somebody like him, and these are saying, this is what I want, racial equality, and this is what's lacking, and we want to look at this income distribution, and what is it like to be black in America in 2020? I'm all ears. I want to get to better race relations. I actually, in many ways, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking back to find out how far we've come and see how far we have to come. But when your demands are abolish the police, abolish prison, we want to let go anyone in jail because of marijuana or for resisting arrest, retrial for anyone who's a prisoner who happens to be of color, and free doctors and free health care for blacks, and also free college. These are the demands. Those are just the top 10. They go on and on and on. None of that's going to happen.
None of it's going to happen. The expectations are ridiculous. What they want is to absolutely remake the fabric of American society and redistribute whatever wealth you've accumulated. Wealth is bad now. It's got to be spread around. I mean, it's the idealism of the early communist movement back in the 1920s and 1930s. I mean, when Joe Biden, the former Vice President of the United States, can say that George Floyd's death and the reaction to it is more important or had more significance than the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., you can see that there is a disconnect from reality. I mean, Joe Biden obviously lived through the assassination of Martin Luther King and the gut-shattering violence urban America that followed, and around the world how upset everybody was that this civil rights icon who had been so significant, so important, not only to African Americans, to all Americans, to all people of goodwill, and to his assassination was a gut blow. George Floyd's was also in a different way, but what he highlighted in the case of George Floyd was specifically police brutality against African American men. I think that is a very, very important issue, and it is part of the larger issue that Martin Luther King, in his universal embrace of humanity, was working on. I think that Joe Biden's association, free association, and comparison, and quality evaluation of Floyd over King it shows that this is rhetoric, this is jargon, this is political baloney, and it's totally of the moment. And a month or two from now, when he plays back his own soundbite, he's going to be embarrassed by the overstatement, Brian.
I don't think so. I don't think I think he's going to not know what hit him. I think he's stunned to a degree that he's actually the nominee. So here's Joe Biden, and Brad Parscale is actually baiting the Biden team to let their candidate out. I've never seen this in my life. They say, please put him on television. I will never see it again either. Here is Joe Biden yesterday at a Philadelphia roundtable out to make our country better. First, hear Joe Biden try to tell the whole world how bad Donald Trump is. Cut 38.
You know, the rapidly rising his just inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
Exactly. He goes on. Cut 37.
I'm beginning to get bored by my own talk here. But
This is the man who brought you Don't Vote for Me. He's now saying I'm getting bored by my own talk here and unable to tell us exactly what Donald Trump isn't doing.
See, I don't think he was boring. I think it's very exciting trying to figure out what he's saying. It's like English as a third language. It's very tough. But as I said on Fox and Friends with you this morning, it's working. Whatever he's doing is working. He's staying in the bunker in Delaware, basically, issuing a rambling statement to the media from time to time.
But he can't last, Geraldo. He's got to come out now.
Well, I was thinking, why does he have to come out? You know, why he could always use help as rationale, say that Trump is being reckless and risking people's lives. He's gonna hunker down. Joe Biden's gonna hunker down. And then when it comes to time to the debate, he'll figure out some way to. It's not gonna happen. But I think that for Republicans to put too much stock in the debates is waiting way too long. The debates aren't even until October. You can't let Joe Biden issue proclamations from the basement in Delaware and continue to have this kind of commanding lead in the polls. I understand the president historically is under-polled, but he can't be happy about the numbers right now, Brian.
He can't. And do you think it's a strategy thing or it's a performance thing? Do you think it's a re-elect strategy problem or Donald Trump perceived to be not doing a good enough problem?
I think that Donald Trump wakes up every morning knowing, to the extent he can sleep, knowing that every journalist in the mainstream media is out to kill him. He wakes up knowing that there's 20 reporters at the Washington Post, 20 or 30 at the New York Times, CBS, NBC, ABC. Their whole editorial existence has as its target destroying Donald Trump. His every move construed in the most evil way possible. Everything he says exaggerated with all the talk. I'll give you a classic example. How much ink or airtime has been given to the clearing out of Lafayette Park for the photo op as opposed to that bloody Sunday in Chicago where 18 black people, four of them girls, teenagers, were murdered in a single 24-hour period. I swear to God, when you look at the ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, how much attention was paid to that horrific day, that bloodiest day ever in Chicago's history as compared to Trump and the church, it's a factor of 1,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1. That's what Trump's up against. No matter what happens or what he does, he's facing these headwinds that everything he does or says is going to be turned against him. So eventually, as he campaigns, eventually, as the ads start getting some traction, eventually, as Biden keeps, stepping on his tongue, the Trump will make a comeback, the economy will come back, the disease will be behind us. It's going to be an interesting climax, but he's starting way behind, Brian.
All right, lastly, just to Geraldo Rivera on this day, who, if I had to tell you who's the number one likely candidate to be selected by Joe Biden as the running mate, Geraldo Rivera would say?
Kamala Harris. I think that she's the only one who has a plausible argument for being ready for president. We like Bottoms. We like Eric and I like the Keisha Bottoms of Atlanta, the Atlanta mayor. We think that she's terrific, and actually a person who is much more charismatic and sharp and modern, but too young probably. Kamala Harris, former Attorney General, United States Senator, candidate for president herself for failed candidacy. I think that she's the one, and of course, the thing is that Biden has checked off two historic boxes in picking, or I predict he'll pick Harris. It'll be a woman, obviously, and an African-American. Will that ensure his election, or will it cause Americans who are inherently conservative about change, will it cause them, or at least the people in the middle who go both ways, will it cause them, will it cause them pause and say, wait a second, that's too big a leap. I don't want to have Kamala Harris as my president, as we likely will, Biden being as physically frail and old as he is, Brian.
He is Geraldo Rivera, not physically frail and not old. He is going to have a great weekend.
I'm plenty old.
And he'll outwork all of you.
Frailer than I look.
No way. Geraldo, thanks so much.
All right, Brian. Enter.
You got it. Listen, bottom of the hour, Doug Weed, a historian on this new push to crush our history and the Confederacy and Columbus. I'm out of C words, but they're not out of ideas to hurt our past. What should we do? What's the best, most mature way, non-political way forward? You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Call.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox on Justice. Two lawsuits aimed at government orders responding to the two big crises of 2020. First, the killing of George Floyd and the ongoing protests. Alexandra Graf wanted to take part in demonstrations in Cincinnati, but she claims she didn't out of fear of the police response, including tear gas and rubber bullets. Plus, in the lawsuit she and another woman filed, she claimed she was afraid of being arrested for violating the 10 p.m. curfew imposed by Cincinnati's mayor. The lawsuit claims the curfew violated their right to free speech. Then there's a lawsuit filed over the coronavirus stay-at-home orders in Idaho. A group called Reclaim Idaho claims the shutdown violated their rights because they were unable to gather signatures for a ballot initiative aimed at increasing school funding. The group demands more time beyond the legal deadline for getting supporters and allowing for electronic signatures. No immediate comment from the Idaho state government. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. We're just 1 month away from large-scale human trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines. Three companies are working to come up with the most effective vaccine. The biotech company Moderna expects to begin phase three trials in July, working with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci says some 30,000 people will try that vaccine or a placebo. Also in July, Johnson & Johnson plans to begin vaccine trials, moving the start date up by 2 months. J&J says the testing in the U.S. and Europe will involve more than 1,000 people. The company says it's gearing up with the help of the federal government to produce more than a billion doses of the vaccine and make them available next year. And a third company, AstraZeneca, says it will begin phase three trials in August. A nervous world awaits. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. Appreciate all your calls and your support. The ratings going extremely high. And it is a very perilous times, and we appreciate you feeling good about coming here to get the whole story, let alone the election that looms in November. That's usually enough to drive ratings, but now with the pandemic and the civil unrest and where we stand now with the president that constantly creates news is pretty amazing. Looks like John Bolton, who's been a constant guest on our show before he went to the White House and then left the White House, looks like his book is going to be pretty bad for the White House and for the president. And according to reports, multiple allegations of misconduct. It's strange to me. The ultimate conservative sees a conservative president who he obviously clashes with and would want to blow him up like this. Paul, listening on WOKV in Jacksonville. Hey, Paul.
Hey, thank you, Brian, for having me on, man. I totally got triggered. First of all, please, I beg you, don't cut me off for about 15 to 20 seconds if you can hold that. I want to say thank you again. I've always wanted to be on air with someone who I feel, on some levels, is a virtual signaling, Judge Dredd, right-wing shock jock that forgot his duty as a reporter to be an emotional, to not be an emotional speaking head.
Tell me what you think about Seattle.
My question is, do you like Thomas Jefferson? Because he said dissent is the greatest form of patriotism. You said that
20 to 30 years
fighting for the city. Granted, it's horrendous what they are dealing with, and on how many, and what we're dealing with on how many levels. But what they're doing is a disgrace on many levels. And lastly, you mentioned the 13th Amendment as though it fixed everything.
I'm confused, Paul. Are you saying that what they're doing in Seattle is a disgrace?
I'm going to. It all makes sense if you let me talk. It states emphatically in the 13th Amendment that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist with the United States or any place of its jurisdiction, which means we still have slavery if you've been convicted of a crime.
We'll be back in a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Doug Weed, a great historian, coming your way.
Did you hear?
hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Tim Murtaugh, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
How do you gauge the effect of the coronavirus on this election?
It's a time when the president's leadership came out. I think the direct contrast between what people have seen from the president and what people have not seen from Joe Biden, and quite literally not seen Joe Biden.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
It's amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
I guess I should go to you, Loftus. I feel like a lot of these businesses are different, so the decisions are going to be different.
Who knew that the hair salon people were the brave ones? Who knew that's who was going to lead us out of this darkness? If we're invaded, I'm going to hang out with a hairdresser. I'm going to fight for my freedom, and I'm going to look fantastic.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An awesome grandmother from New Jersey makes today's Dean's List for finding an amazing way to greet her grandkids during this pandemic. Maureen Sweeney decided to put on a colorful unicorn costume to greet her grandkids, Rylan and Lincoln. Hugh Dillon, her son, captured the video of the reunion with Grandma trotting down the street and her grandkids running up with their enthusiastic hellos. Maureen only lives a few blocks away from her grandkids, but it was the first time they had hugged since March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The video of the reunion has been viewed thousands of times on Instagram and many users expressing how much they were touched by the reunion. One Instagram user said, "Grandma will always find ways to get things done. Great job, Maureen. You made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Christopher Columbus, I understand the dialogue has been going on for a number of years. The Christopher Columbus statue represents, in some ways, the Italian-American legacy in this country and the Italian-American contribution in this country. I understand the feelings about Christopher Columbus and some of his acts, which nobody would support. But the statue has come to represent and signify appreciation for the Italian-American contribution to New York. So on that, for that reason, I support it.
I would add to that, Christopher Columbus was an explorer who changed the planet by finding the other side when no one really, very few really thought it existed. And as a leader in the Caribbean, obviously it didn't go well. But you don't take down a statue, you appreciate his accomplishments. That's the way we used to do it. But now we're talking about that and destroying Confederate statues and renaming bases and removing statues from the Capitol. How do historians feel about that? Who better to ask than Doug Weed, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, I should say, and an advisor to two American presidents, and he served as a special assistant to President Bush and is co-founder of the original board member of Mercy Corps. Doug, what's your reaction first to Columbus and the fact that his statues are being ripped down, beheaded, and spray-painted with red in their palms and in his face?
Well, Brian, I think you can guess how I feel. I mean, Columbus changed the world. Imagine Italy without tomatoes. Imagine Russia without vodka. Imagine Ireland without potato. Imagine Belgium without chocolates. I mean, he brought the wheel to the Western Hemisphere. They didn't have it. Horses. They had never seen them before. So it was like landing man on the moon. And most of these explorers, it was only about bringing gold back to the king. But Columbus brought marigolds that started appearing in people's gardens within a year or two of his return. So it was world-changing, and it's pretty hard to ignore it. What are they going to do, change Washington? Washington had slaves, and it's the District of Columbia. Are they going to change CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System? It's just a bit far-fetched.
Do you buy the governor saying he's synonymous with the Italian culture?
Oh, I think that, yes, that he's one of the great heroes of Italian culture. And there was a move on years ago to change America, North America, South America. They felt it was improperly named. It should have been named after Columbus. It should have been Columbia. But, yeah, if you've written history and you're a great historian yourself, Brian, you know if you lose the context of history, you lose all meaning. I mean, there could be no Barack Obama without Martin Luther King, and there could be no Martin Luther King without Abraham Lincoln, and yet Abraham Lincoln let 1 million slaves funded when he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And there could be no Lincoln without Washington and Jefferson owned slaves. So you're very dependent, all of us, on those steps towards freedom, and we should treasure those and celebrate those and not in hindsight tear them down.
You know, I always thought, too, you study history, you don't judge history, unless, of course, that's your task in college or that's something you want to write about in a book, but this is tearing down. Now, I got to bring you to what's going on with the Confederate statues. Nancy Pelosi wants to pull the statues, Confederate statues of Confederate officers, and Jefferson Davis in particular, out of the Capitol building and maybe pull all semblance of these statues down from semblance of these statues and the name of military bases, like Fort Bragg, like Fort Benning, named after Confederate officers. A lot of good people, like General Jack Keane, is open to it. Admiral Stavridis is open to it. General Petraeus is open to it. What about you, Doug Weed?
Well, I'm open to it depending on who it is. And I'm particularly struck, Brian, I'm an old guy, so I remember it was a Democratic president, LBJ, and a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House. They controlled it all. And they appropriated money to build a new wing at West Point named the Robert E. Lee Wing. Robert E. Lee, for example, was celebrated. His statues proliferated all over the South precisely because he was a moderate, because his wife taught slave children how to read and helped smuggle them out to freedom to Liberia. So he was a moderating force at the end of the Civil War. It's a little bit sad to see people hypocritically jump on these figures and become the guardians against racism. I mean, and especially the Democrat Party with Byrd. I mean, they're not taking his name off any. He was, in my opinion, a racist.
I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi said. Cut 17.
This is a perfect time for us to move those statues. These names are white supremacists that said terrible things about our country, and their statues are still here because their states put them here.
Now, it was her dad in the 1950s who put, I think, Robert E. Lee in Baltimore to help heal the wounds among different ethnic groups. So in 2019, in 2017, she first brought it up. In 2020, thinks she can get it done.
Well, it's interesting. For 15 years, she walked by that statue of Robert E. Lee in the Capitol Rotunda and did nothing. But now that there's this political clarion call, what's going on here is George Orwell, he who controls the past controls the future, and he who controls the present controls the past. So the battle right now is over the present, and you have the national media fighting, attempting to portray some people as racist. I find it stunning that the attacks on Donald Trump is a racist. I met Donald Trump because my house was filled with Nigerian students, young people from Nigeria, Africans. I was helping them with their visas and with their scholarships, and he heard about it. Ivanka brought us all into the White House, hugged and comforted the Nigerian students who were worried and brought them down to meet with the president. That's the president I know. When I rode inside Trump's White House, he was giddy. He was excited and very proud of the fact that he had increased jobs among African Americans, that he had increased the loans, the HBCU loans, that he had the First Step Act. He was very proud of what he had done. So it's interesting for me to see these portrayals.
Just some news. NASCAR has banned Confederate flags, which I'm fine with. They have approved kneeling during the national anthem. So they're going to get out of their cars and kneel during the national anthem. So is the women's national soccer team. Really terrible as far as I'm concerned. Kayleigh McEnany had this to say when everyone started talking about how the president does not want to budge on renaming these bases. By the way, either did Barack Obama in 2015. He was asked. He said no. Here's Kayleigh McEnany, cut 24.
And I would also note, where do you draw the line here? Should George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison be erased from history? What about FDR and the internment camps? You know, should he be erased from history?
Now let me just give you the latest news. One of our producers just took a picture of a FDR statue. They have a security around it. Can you believe that? What is your reaction to this?
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'll tell you something else, Brian. It's amazing to me to see how the media has succeeded in portraying Trump as militaristic. I mean, when there were riots in 1968, LBJ had tanks on the streets. I have whole movies showing tanks on the streets of Washington, D.C. He had to show force. That's a Democratic president. You don't allow rioters to dominate the streets. And every move that Trump makes, he's handcuffed and criticized. It is a real battle, and it's driven by corporate greed. The globalists, in my opinion, they have a real stake in seeing the collapse in the American economy because they operate monopolies. And when the American economy collapses, it's small businesses that collapse. And Trump set those small businesses free with deregulation that protected the monopolies, and the monopolies could pay for the regulations and then be exempted from them when stimulus bills were passed. But the small businesses always had to keep the regulation, and they were the ones that were set free by Trump. They spurred on the economy, and they're the ones now that are being destroyed by the strict measures of COVID-19. That's why you see it in Democratic cities, Democratic states. They don't want to reopen. They want to kill this economy and get rid of this president.
They do. No question. It's taking forever to open up New York, taking forever to open up North Carolina, taking forever to open up Pennsylvania, taking forever to open up Massachusetts. And they can't say they're doing it out of abundance of caution when you let your city be overrun by protesters. But last historical question to you. Lincoln was really concerned about getting the country back together. He wanted to. He was willing to give in a lot to avoid the Civil War. It didn't work. They left before he even got to the White House, most of the states. Number two, at the end, in second inaugural, he makes it clear that he did not want any revenge. Keep your guns, keep your horses, just sign over your loyalty to the Union. And that is why they didn't prosecute Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and things like that. So why did we get to the point where we not only were not being punitive with the South, we got to the point where we're naming schools after the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee, and they got statues, which Robert E. Lee said he never wanted. How did it get to the point where we're saluting them instead of arresting them? How do we go that far? Do you remember? I mean, can you put that in context?
Well, to unite the country, the South. I'll help you a little bit with the context with this thought. Great Britain, the British Empire, freed their slaves in 1838. Stop and think about that. We're talking about the Civil War in 1860. It was as late as 1838 that the United Kingdom freed its. We see how awful and horrible slavery is. But slavery is not Afrocentric. There are far more non-African slaves in history than African slaves. And the word itself comes from the Slavs, which at one time numbered half of Europe. Many nations, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, were named after the Slavs. They were all made slaves and imprisoned by Islamic conquerors who spread from the Middle East into Europe. So it's a long, sad history. The Greek democracies, we celebrate democracy in Greece, but half the population of Greece were slaves at the time they discovered democracy. So yes, we've made strides, but we wanted to heal the nation. That's why Dwight Eisenhower, who sent troops to Little Rock, Arkansas, to open those high school doors and to desegregate, he had Robert E. Lee's picture up in the Oval Office. It gives you an idea. The hope was to heal the nation and to forgive the past sins, because it was not just the South that committed those past sins. Slavery was a worldwide terrible institution that went back thousands of years.
Doug Weed, can't thank you enough. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Brian, and love your books.
Oh, thank you. Back at you. When we come back, your phone calls, I see the lines are jammed, 1-866-408-7669. We're talking about the debacle, which is Seattle, and this horrendous mayor with the fourth police chief to deal with. What's happening with that precinct? What's happening with those seven blocks? Also with the crushing of the Confederacy, of the statues and the remembrances and the crushing of Columbus. What is going on with America's past? Back in a moment.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey,
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you eat it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it, and then just make sure that somewhere in your mind you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good and you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Tyrus and Tim.
I've learned how to fold towels correctly.
Nice.
I'm pretty good at washing dishes. I make a mean lunch and breakfast, portioned out. Pay no attention to random children. I'm also running an underground daycare during my time. See, my daughter's watching YouTube and eating pizza, but there's spinach on it, so it's healthy. So I really just kind of took it over, you know?
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
His mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
You should know, leaving the precinct was not my decision. You fought for days to protect it. I asked you to stand on that line, day in and day out, to be pelted with projectiles, to be screamed at, threatened, and in some cases hurt. Then to have a change of course nearly 2 weeks in, it seems like an insult to you and our community. Ultimately, the city had other plans for the building and relented to severe public pressure. I'm angry about how this all came about, We had solid information to believe that anti-government groups would destroy the precinct once we left.
And they have. Ryan's listening on WABC in Pearl River, New York. Hey, Ryan.
All right, Brian. And the more the politicians give in to the anarchists, the bigger their appetite's going to get. What's going on right now,
yep,
folks, is a giant wrecking ball going through Western civilization. It's in Australia, it's in Europe, it's in the United States, and one by one, all the statues, your history, what they basically want to do is cancel history. And you know something, when you give in to looters and rioters and you change laws, you change our everyday life, basically we're now living in a third world country. That's what happens in third world countries, folks. And if you're going to really scrutinize everything that took place, then scrutinize everything that took place. There's been over 1 million women raped in this country, over 500,000 people raped in this country since 1960. So I would like to see this scrutinized. Also, discrimination. What about race quotas? You never hear this issue taken up. A lot of white Americans have been discriminated against. White men have been the brunt of it when they go for jobs, take tests. Maybe if you're an elitist somewhere and you're living good with your gated community, you have your own private police force, and you're lecturing us on what we should be doing. No, that's not the way it goes in America. Bring everything up to the table, and let's discuss everything that's taking place inside this country. Don't pick and choose what you want to do out there, because, folks, we are now living in a third world country when the looters and robbers are allowed to dictate our lifestyles.
And in Austin, Texas, in Bend, Oregon, in Eugene, now in Washington, Minneapolis, New York, in Los Angeles, they're all doing one thing, to various degrees, defunding the police that provide law and order to a civil society. And Democrats can say that's not their policy, but I don't see them standing up to stop it and say it's wrong. Mark is in Seattle. Hey, Mark, what do you see?
Brian, first time caller. I just had to call in and let you know what the real story with Seattle was. But we have three politicians, major politicians in this state. We have Jay Inslee as a governor, we have Dow Constantine as the county executive, and we have Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle. They are all three of those are the most crooked politicians in history of the state. Jenny Durkin has a civil councilwoman who is behind all of the anarchy that's going on in Capitol Hill right now. She's actually led all the protesters in City Hall after midnight with one unarmed security guard. We have Dal Constantine. Oh, and let me reiterate, too, add to this. Just yesterday, it was announced that Metro busing is now not going to provide transportation for police officers.
Wow. Thanks, Mark. That's the inside story in Seattle.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America tonight is ashamed. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
The doctor's now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.